Now, can Tiger do that? Yes, he can. Does he have to do it every week? No. Will he do it every week? Not a chance. Will he even play every week? No. But he will pick his moments, and I believe that St. Andrews, to me, is the one. You know, it's certainly not an easy course. I don't want to say it's an easy course because it's not, but it's a strategic course. And the one reason why guys like a Tom Watson can compete at the age of 59 and Tiger can compete now is that it really doesn't matter what club you take to get to a certain distance. Okay, so if the play is to hit at 240 yards, maybe Dustin Johnson hits a 6-iron and Tom Watson's hitting driver. Who knows? You know, 3-wood or something. But
right.
The play is to get into the place you need to be to hit your next shot. And nobody, I mean, with the exception of maybe Jack Nicklaus, nobody has ever been as good as Tiger Woods at plodding his way around the golf course. And let's not forget that he won a major by 15 in 2000 at Pebble Beach. Still probably, I think you'd have to say, the greatest performance ever in golf majors history. But the next month, he showed up at St. Andrews and he won by 8. And in those 4 days, he did not hit it in a single bunker. Mm-hmm. And that is just, I mean, that's insane. So he has that ability to find a way to make things happen. And, you know, that, now am I saying he's going to win? No, not at all. But he can be competitive. Can he be competitive? Yes, I believe he can be competitive. And I think he does too, because I've known this guy for a very long time. I just don't see him, very much like Jack Nicklaus, and this is what separates them from somebody like Arnold Palmer. You know, Arnie always thought he was 1-4-iron away from being back, even when he's right. in his 70s. You know, he just was like, I almost got it. I'm almost back. You know, whereas, you know, if I'm going to start shooting scores with an 8 in front, I'll see you guys later. And he was not interested in being a ceremonial golfer. And Tiger Woods is not interested in being a ceremonial golfer either. So, and by the way, I just checked it. 112 bunkers at St. Andrews.
Wow.
Imagine going four rounds, and being, you know, pretty much the longest guy in the field, and you still didn't hit it in any of them, and you won by 8. So I think that, again, I'm not here to tell you Tiger Woods will be back. I believe that he will have a few moments over the next number of years. I don't think he's done, and I think he feels he's not done. So that's the more important thing, right? It's I remember being at in Memphis for Tyson's fight against Lennox Lewis, and you know, it was obvious Tyson knew he was done, and Lewis basically beat the crap out of him, but. Is Tiger Woods there? No, I don't think he is there. I think he's got something still that he feels like he can give. And remember that, you know, he'll be playing the Masters for a long time yet.
Yeah.
And that's a golf course that he knows, he's been successful at. And I think the narrative of 2019, how did that guy win the 2019 Masters? That's just one of those amazing things. I was there for that. And I still can't believe it, frankly. So, you know, I've learned never to say never with Tiger Woods.
Robert Lucetich joining us here on the Rich Eisen Show. Dan Schwartzman in for Rich on this Tuesday. Robert, of course, wrote the bio for Tiger Woods, Unplayable. Now, golf's known, at least for a decade here, that at some point Tiger's not going to be Tiger, and he has made this sport a ton of money. He has brought it to the forefront a lot of times in terms of curiosity and intrigue, no question about it, to people that weren't golf fans like myself. They've had time to prepare. Tiger Woods walks off tomorrow. Where is golf in your mind?
Before he came. I think it goes back to being a sport that probably doesn't have the same cachet, probably won't have the same sort of Q ratings, because in Tiger Woods, we're talking about a guy that transcended the sport. And, you know, people ask me, you know, do you think Tiger's a once in a generation? No, he's a once-in-a-century character.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how unbelievable that guy was, and at his, in his pomp. We won't see, I don't think we'll see another one in my lifetime. And so, you know, we should enjoy what we had. And then golf will always be golf. I mean, the people who love golf will still love golf. And there'll be a lot of people who will look at, you know, Tiger in the way that, you know, maybe that you could say, did Gretzky leave a legacy in outside of ardent hockey fans? Yeah, he did. You know, I live in Los Angeles, and plenty of people that are now, you know, guys that I know in their 30s and 40s, they loved hockey because, why? Because Wayne Gretzky came here, and he was the greatest. So I think when you have somebody, a figure like that, it's only good for the sport. It'll only grow the sport. But, you know, it's just too much to ask for anyone, for a Rory McIlroy or a Justin Thomas or a, just anyone to come along and say, okay, you get to wear, you know, heavy lies the crown, you know? So you don't, you know, they're not going to be able to do it because there was a perfect storm that created Tiger Woods, and the perfect storms don't, you know, don't show up all that often.
You know what, but Roberts, what's interesting to me is it's always good to have that one dominant figure in a sport, right? You love him or hate him, you have that one dominant figure. In tennis, it's going to be Djokovic, it's going to be Federer, Nadal, it's going to be Serena. And so what I'm saying is, you know, golf thought they had that probably with Rory, who had a nice stretch. Jordan Spieth had a little stretch. You know, they're still searching for that one guy who's going to consistently be there at the end of tournaments to where he's not Tiger Woods, obviously. He's a, as you said, a once-in-a-century type of talent. But is there anybody that you see right now in the sport that potentially could be that guy who can have sustainability of success that we have not seen really in this Tiger Woods era besides Tiger and maybe Phil to a point?
No. Very None. Quickly, wow. No, there isn't. There just isn't. And you know, when Greg Norman won three times in a season, it was amazing. I mean, three wins in a season used to be something special. And then Tiger comes along, and his, you know, he's averaging five. So I mean, imagine that the guy that spent, I don't know what Norman ended up doing, probably six plus years at number one in his career. And he would win three times in a year and people would jump up and down and say, wow, that's amazing. But, you know, the reality is Tiger is such an outlier that, you know, look at a guy like, I mean, and I'm, this is not to pick on anybody, but, you know, John Rahm for a minute, he couldn't finish outside the top three or four. He was in every tournament and, you know, and then things happen. They fall away, you know, people fall away. And, Morikawa was the next one. And then, you know, Justin Thomas or a Spieth or a Rory or, you know, Xander Schauffele. I mean, DJ. I mean, I can go through the list. I mean, it's just impossible, to have the single-mindedness that it requires to contend week in, week out. You have got to be basically obsessed. And Tiger was obsessed, and that was what he did. The fact that he didn't, you know, I mean, he went seven plus years without missing a cut. It's insane to think about the things that the guy did because think about, you know, your life, my life. You have weeks where you're just not, you know, you're just not up for it. You know, things are going on. But, you know, it's just, you're not up for it. It's moved. You know, you're not going to have a good week, and you've got distractions, and you miss the cut. And that happens to everybody. But who didn't that happen to? Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods.
So, Bryson DeChambeau. Remember when he was going to be the next Tiger? I mean, we've got to get off this next Tiger narrative. Although, like, you know, look, I get why people want to say it and want to believe in it, but it's just not real.
Not real. Robert Lucetich, it's unplayable. The Tiger Woods bio. A lot of fun, Robert. Appreciate you hopping on the show. Great stuff.
You got it, Dan. Take care, man.
Awesome stuff. Robert Lucetich. I'll tell you what, he's absolutely right. There isn't anybody. And we keep grasping potentially. Oh, Bryson, yeah, look, he put on all those muscles. He's hitting 400-foot drivers. And then what? His body's already breaking down. What does it mean, though, for Phil? I mean, Phil is kind of out there but not playing. I got an interesting thing to say about Phil. I'm going to tell you next because he's in a tough spot, right? The PR game. But does a golf fan truly care? Would they rather see, you know, Phil out there, or are they upset at Phil for his comments in terms of Saudi Arabia potentially leaving the PGA Tour?
You know,
I want to get into that next. Go ahead.
I did the PGA Championship here for Westwood One over the radio over the weekend, and the fans were just they were calling for Phil.
Wow.
I mean, they want him. They want him on the tour.
Well, I want to get into that next, because that's a big thing. Phil has always been the next guy, right? Lefty, for some reason, has always been beloved by the gallery. They love him. Can he come back after all this? I'm going to get to that next. Dan Schwartzman in for Rich Eisen on a Tuesday right here on The Rich Eisen Show.
You can unlock more cash than you realize from your home's equity with a cash-out refinance today. In the last year, average home values have gone up nearly 20%. And with Rocket Mortgage, you can unlock thousands in less than 3 weeks. But you've got to act right now before rates go up. So when you're looking to unlock the cash in your home, Rocket can. Call 833-8-ROCKET today or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030. Call 800-490-1233 for disclosures and cost information.
Now Martha Stewart for Skechers.
When I make a dish or embark on a craft project, I always use the finest, most fabulous ingredients and materials. Which is why, when it comes to footwear, I love Skechers. Because Skechers is the comfort technology company and uses the most luxurious, innovative materials and designs to make wondrously comfortable footwear with all the fits and features like Arch Fit and Skechers' world-famous air-cooled memory foam. It's exactly the way I'd make shoes.
Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Research shows listeners don't like it when ads interrupt their music. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual customizes home insurance, we made this ad optional. If you want to skip this ad, remove your left earphone. Liberty Mutual customizes home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
If you're missing this informative ad, you must love wasting your cash.
It's the easy and smart way to save.
Now it's home and set, so if that earphone was out, put it back in your head.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Stop wasting your time struggling to loosen rusted nuts and bolts. Start using Freol Deep Penetrating Oil. Freol spreads deep into rusted or frozen parts to help release tough bolts and washers. Its formula delivers 3 times more lubricant. That means less.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM. KRLV Las Vegas.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Las Vegas Aviators Baseball Club and the Commissioner's Office of Major League Baseball, and is intended solely for the private, non-commercial use of our audience. Any publication, reproduction, retransmission, or other use of the descriptions or other accounts of this game without the express written consent of the Las Vegas Aviators is prohibited.
Las Vegas Aviators Baseball is on the air. Target is locked.
Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio is brought to you by VisitLaughlin.com, Laborers 872, Pulte Homes, America First Credit Union, Valley Health System, STN Sports, and Credit One Bank, the official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. And now, here's the 2021 Nevada Sportscaster of the Year, Ross Langer.
Hey, very pleasant, a good day to you. Yeah, a matinee to start off a 6-game series for the Las Vegas Aviators in Tacoma, Washington at Cheney Stadium. It's an overcast morning, temperatures hovering around 58, 59 degrees. But it is the first of a 6-gamer. The rest of the games will be night games. Saturday will be a 5:05 game, but we'll get into all of that later on. The Aviators are beginning their second leg of a long road trip, which began in Reno, and unfortunately for the Aviators, it didn't go as well as they'd hoped. That 6-game series started off with them splitting the first 4 games. They had an opportunity to win game 5 and lost it in 10 innings, 5-4. And then on Sunday, it looked like they were going to lose in a more conventional way. They were losing 5-1 in the ninth inning, and suddenly, against a Reno relief pitcher that they did not have any success against through a few outings, Kevin Ginkle, the closer for Reno, suddenly the Aviators were able to spin the dial against him, and they got 3 quick runs to cut the deficit to 5-4 with runners at first and second and nobody out. But the Aces brought in left-hander Caleb Barriger, who struck out pinch hitter Matt Davidson and then got Drew Jackson to hit into a series-ending 5-4-3 double play. And it was another tough loss, another one-run loss for the Aviators, 5-4. So they ended up losing a series for the first time. But now they're coming to Tacoma, a team that has the worst record in the league and a team that lost every series they played until their most recent series in Sacramento. They managed to win 4 out of 6 there. But this is the second series between these two teams. Vegas beat Tacoma 4 out of 6 at Las Vegas Ballpark, although it was a close, hard-fought series, and the Rainiers were not pushovers at all in that series. They played the Aviators tough. Game one today, right-hander Colin Wiles for Las Vegas, 3-3, a 5.63 ERA. And then Darren McCacken is pitching for Tacoma, Seattle's top farm team. On the one hand, McCacken does not have good numbers this year. 1-4 with an ERA approaching 7 at 6.90. Good games against the Aviators, both here in Tacoma and in Las Vegas. We'll see how it all works out. My guest on the Hash House of Go-Go pregame show today is infielder, outfielder Christian Lopes of the Aviators, who, after several years of toiling in the minor leagues, got his first big league call-up earlier this year. We'll talk about that and his discussion about his brother, Tim Lopes, also a professional player, and his dad as well. We'll talk about that right after this.
Greetings, mortals. I am Poinsettia, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Greetings, mortals. I am Poinsettia, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Visiting with Christian Lopes with the Aviators before today's day game, the opener of a six-game series in Tacoma against the Rainiers. Christian, you started off slowly, but you've made a lot of solid contact in your more recent games. So what are some of the reasons why things seem to be turning around?
Well, whether I'm going good or whether I'm going bad, my goal is to compete, you know, and sometimes a bat just doesn't feel right, and sometimes you pick up the bat and you wake up in the morning and it's there, you know, so field and help my team win. Put up good at-bats and just grind until it starts, you know, starts falling my way.
That's been an approach that's generally worked for you in your career.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Let's talk about your upbringing and how your love for the game developed.
Well, my dad grew up a baseball player from New York, Elizabeth, New Jersey. Loved the game ever since he was a kid. And, you know, my brother and I grew up with him. And, you know, he pushed baseball on us and we loved it.
What about your brother, Tim? Talk about that relationship and discuss how that's helped you as well.
I think it was great having a brother who was only about a year apart. You know, growing up together and coming up through the minor league system together allowed for us to work, you know, work out in the off seasons together and whatnot and, you know, grow off of each other.
Christian Lopes joining us in the pregame show today from Tacoma, the Rainiers and the Aviators, game one of a six-game series. Christian, I need to get into this with you because you're one of those really good stories about a guy who paid your dues for many years for several different organizations and finally got the big league call-up this year. Discuss that experience.
It was amazing. I couldn't be happier with what happened this year. Obviously, there's a lot more work to do. The goal is to get back there and help that team win. I'm excited to be in Oakland A, and I've waited for this opportunity for my whole life.
Tell us about
your call-up, the specifics of what happened, how you found out?
Well, it was an off day. We just got back into town, and some of the guys were going to go golfing on the off day. I think it was a Monday. I went to the PGA store to pick up some gear, and our head skipper called us and called me on the phone and told me, and I just dropped all my gear in the store, and I was shaking. It was definitely an awesome day.
Who was your first phone call?
Who was my first phone call? I believe it was my wife, and then I called my father after that.
Okay, and then your brother?
My brother. Yep. It was a good moment for the family.
Finally, the psychological part of the game. You touched on it a little bit earlier, but the ability to deal with adversity and keep a level keel where you're not too high or too low at any one time, how has that served you?
Yeah, I think that in this game, playing it for so long in the minor leagues, I've gone through things like this before, but I just remember how to get out of it and understanding that the more you try to push it, the more it snowballs, and understanding that your job, leave the results up to the Lord, you know, and that's pretty much it.
Christian, I appreciate it. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Christian Lopes of the Aviators, our guest in the pregame show, back with the starting lineups next from Tacoma right after this.
You and Buddy are enjoying your walk when...
Yeah, I smell that too. I know, don't blame it on the dog. I hear that hissing too. Maybe it's a cat.
No, dude. A sulfur-like odor and hissing can be signs of a natural gas leak. Natural gas lines can be buried anywhere. If you suspect a leak, leave immediately and call 911 and Southwest Gas.
Thanks, deep voice narrator.
You're welcome, dude. You too, buddy.
Somewhere, after several drinks, a guy at a party stumbles towards the door.
Ugh, are you okay to drive?
I have a perfect record, not one crash.
Yet.
Dude, who even are you? Nothing's ever happened to me.
Yet.
Hey, no one's had a problem riding with me before.
Yet.
What?
Bad things haven't happened. Yet. Always drive sober. Paid for by the Nevada Departments of Public Safety and Transportation.
Hey, is this line secure?
Franco's cybersecurity firm secured a contract, and that's all we're allowed to say.
We have a green light on hiring.
He needs web security professionals with a military background.
Three teams of four, 24-hour rotations, but Protocol Zulu is on a need-to-know basis.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard, so you can stay organized and connected all the way to the hire. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, welcome back to Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, Washington. Right now, the lineup cards being exchanged at home plate. The forecast does call for rain a little later in the week, but so far we're okay for today, it would appear, even though it is overcast. And you never know when it's going to rain here in the beautiful Pacific Northwest. The starting lineup for Game 1 of the six-game series, the Las Vegas Aviators, the Oakland Athletics AAA team under Fran Reardon. They are 22-20, and they lead off. Batting second, the Aviators center fielder. Today, Billy McKinney in the third slot. The catcher, Shea Langeliers. Batting cleanup at first base is Matt Davidson. In the fifth slot, the designated hitter, Austin Allen. Batting sixth at third base, Vimal Machin. In the seventh spot, the Aviators' second baseman, Christian Lopes. Batting eighth at shortstop will be Nick Allen. And hitting ninth in left field, Dalton Kelly. On the mound, righty, Colin Wiles. Three wins, three defeats, a 5.63 ERA on the year. Wiles had a 4-2 lead going into the sixth inning in his most recent start in Reno a little less than a week ago. And that's when the wheels came off, and Reno scored seven runs to take the game away and beat Wiles in that one. The Tacoma Rainiers are the Seattle Mariners AAA affiliate. They are 15-27, and by coincidence, right up the road from here in Seattle, the Mariners are playing the Oakland Athletics, or they're going to play them. At the same time, these two AAA teams are going at it here in Tacoma. The Rainiers are managed by former catcher Tim Fedorovich, first-year skipper of the Rainiers. They lead off in center field with Forrest Wall. Batting second on major league rehab from the parent Mariners, that is first baseman Evan White. Hitting third in left field, Jared Kelnick. The cleanup hitter for Tacoma today is the designated hitter, Brian O'Keefe. Hitting fifth in right field will be Eric Mejia. In the sixth spot, third baseman Zach Green. Hitting seventh is switch hitting catcher Andrew Knapp, spelling it K-N-A-P-P. Knapp batting seventh and catching today for Tacoma. Hitting eighth at second base will be Alex Blandino. And batting ninth at shortstop for the Rainiers, Mason McCoy. On the mound, the righty from Southern California, Darren McCacken out of Long Beach. He is 26 years old, one win and four losses and a 6.90 ERA. And he just popped out of the dugout. Those long, that long flowing shock of blonde hair all the way down to his shoulders as he takes the field along with his Rainier teammates right now. And the Aviators leaving the dugout as we're getting set. In the meantime, we'll put a wrap on today's edition of the Hash House of Go-Go pregame show. We thank Christian Lopes for being our guest. Christian batting seventh today and playing second base for the Aviators. And we will come right back around on the other side and get the ball game started from Tacoma and Cheney Stadium right after these commercial words.
Family owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Greetings, mortals. I am Poinsettia, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
Somewhere at a house party, a game of beer pong ends in victory.
You're done, son!
The loser takes another hit of weed and staggers towards the door.
You okay, man?
Dude, I've never even been pulled over.
Yet.
Who asked you? I don't even have a speeding ticket.
Yet.
Come on, it's not that serious.
Yet.
Ooh, ouch, man.
Bad things haven't happened yet. Always drive sober. Paid for by the Nevada Departments of Public Safety and Transportation.
In a world where dinosaurs roam freely, Carl's Jr. is introducing one of its meatiest menus yet. Now presenting your Jurassic-sized bite. Slow-cooked sliced prime rib and tangy amber barbecue sauce on a burrito or thick burger you can really sink your teeth into. If a raptor doesn't sink its teeth into it first, bite into the new Primal Angus Thick Burger and Primal Breakfast Burrito now at Carl's Jr. Feed your happy. See Jurassic World Dominion in theaters June 10. Available for a limited time at participating Carl's Jr. restaurants. Primal Burrito is available during regular breakfast hours. Price and participation may vary. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Welcome back. All right, Darren McCacken, spelling it M small c, capital C, A-U-G-H-A-N. It looks like McGoggin, but it's pronounced McCacken. Out of Long Beach, Seattle's 12th round draft pick back in 2017. McCacken is 6'1", 200 pounds, 12th round pick in the draft 5 years ago, and with the Mariners, made a couple of appearances last year. Was one of the Rainier's better starters, though, 5-4. In 20 games with an ERA of 4.5. This year, as I touched on the pregame show, it's been different for McCacken. He has not had good numbers, certainly. One win and four defeats. But the one win was against, guess who? Yep, the Aviators at Las Vegas Ballpark on April 28th. When he went six innings, allowed one run earned on only four hits, didn't walk anybody and struck out six. By far his best start of the year. Nothing else even close. And he's well warmed up. I mean, he's gone into the 90s in his pitch count five times in his starts, and so he can go deep into games potentially. We'll see how it all works out. So the Aviators against Darren McCacken, and here's Drew Jackson leading off, and he takes a pitch for ball one. One ball and no strikes, and we're underway. Game one of a six-game series here in the Great Northwest. McCacken facing the former Stanford Cardinal, Drew Jackson. He swings at a fastball, fouls it straight back. And the count quickly is 0-2. Jackson hitting 260. No homers and eight runs batted in. Good speed. Playing right field. He's also versatile. He's played short and second in addition to the outfield. But the Aviators, the pitch from McCacken is a slider. Swung on and missed. One ball and two strikes on Drew Jackson. Billy McKinney next, and then Shea Langeliers. So McGackin likes to work quickly anyway, pitch clock or not. There's a breaking ball foul back. And remain. Day off yesterday. The Aviators got on a flight in Reno. It's actually a prop plane. And those prop planes are so small, it almost felt like a charter. There are very few non-Aviators on that plane. There's a pitch, and a slider is taken low. Two balls and two strikes. But the flight was fine. Everybody got up here in the early afternoon and had a chance to relax. And here we go. Here's the pitch. Jackson takes a fastball on the inside corner at 91 miles an hour. Strike three call. That's how this game starts. One out. McCacken chalks up a quick strikeout. And the batter, Billy McKinney, now. Defensively for the Rainiers, Evan White, an outstanding fielder. He's a major leaguer from Seattle on rehab now. He's at first. Alex Blandino's the second baseman. The shortstop, Mason McCoy. The third baseman is Zach Green. Here is Billy McKinney, Aviators left-hand hitting center fielder. He takes a fastball for ball one at 91 miles an hour, 1-0. McKinney at 3-10 in seven games he's played for the Aviators. One home run, which he hit in Reno, eight batted in. Breaking ball, he checks a swing, takes it low, and a count 2-0 now on McKinney. The outfield for the Rainiers, Jared Kelnick in left, Forrest Wall out in center. In right, Eric Mejia. Andrew Knapp is catching for Darren McCacken, making his ninth appearance. Here's the 2-0 on the way. Fastball foul back by McKinney. Two balls and one strike is the count. So we're talking about McCacken before. His most recent outing was in Sacramento, and he was beaten. They were actually shut out 5-0. He went five innings, allowed four runs earned on six hits. Walked two, struck out six in absorbing the loss. The 2-1 on the way. And that off-speed pitch, a changeup, misses low. 3-1 on Billy McKinney, who steps out and has a look around. McKinney, 6'1", 205, 27 years old, out of Plano, Texas. Big league time at Oakland, Milwaukee, the Mets, and the Dodgers in his career. There's a high foul hook to the right up on the grassy berm. And it remains now a full count on Billy McKinney with Shea Langeliers on deck. Top of the first, we're just underway. Matinee in Tacoma opening up this six-game series. Tomorrow it is an evening contest, 6:05 first pitch. 5:50 pregame tomorrow night for game two. He takes it up and in. Fastball at 89 that missed. Ball four. So a walk follows a strikeout. McKinney at first with one down. And the batter, Shea Langeliers. Plate umpire, Brian Walsh today. First base up, Jose Navas. And at third base is Ben Phillips. In the third base coaching box, Las Vegas manager Fran Reardon with a helmet on, going through a series of motions as Langeliers checks in and coaching at first, Jason Hart. Here is the pitch. And Shea takes a strike. Fastball in the outside corner at 89 miles an hour. 0-1. Langeliers at 271. Team leader with 11 home runs, 28 batted in. McKinney at first. Just a short lead, couple of steps off the bag. Stretched by McCacken, then the 0-1, and Langeliers swings and fouls that fastball right at the plate to make the count 0-2 now. But McCacken, his career against Las Vegas, if you add it all up, he's made seven starts against them. That's a lot. He's 2-2 against them, a total of 40 innings. His career ERA against the Aviators, 3.38. So he's always been tough on them. He threw an absolute gem against the Aviators at Las Vegas Ballpark last year. And as I chronicled earlier, April 28th, he had his only win against them this year. Fastball's high. 1-2 on Shea Langeliers. Shea was struggling going into the Reno series. Got a couple of hits at the end of the series, and they're believing that he can work his way out of this little funk he's been in. Change up is low. 2-2 on Langeliers. Shea was hitless in his first 11 at-bats in Reno, then went 1-for-5 on Saturday. And Sunday, he was 1-for-4 with a double and an RBI and a run scored. Here's the 2-2. He swings and misses at a low fastball at 91 miles an hour. So in the top of the first inning, McCacken strikes out Jackson looking, walks McKinney on a 3-2. and strikes out Shea Langelier, swinging. Two outs, and the batter's first baseman, Matt Davidson. Davidson standing in now with McKinney at first and two down. Big, powerfully built right-handed batter waving the stick right near the right shoulder, and he takes a first pitch changeup for a strike in his 0-1. Matt, 6'3", 230, 31 years old. For the Aviators, he's hitting 225 with two home runs, both of which he hit in the Reno series. He hits a ground ball that's going to trickle into right center for a base hit. McKinney rounds second and goes to third as Mejia picks it up. And Davidson just took what McCacken gave him, a pitch away, didn't hit it hard. Hit a roller through the right side, exploiting the big gap on the right side of the infield. There's the first hit for the Aviators. Davidson's ground ball single chases McKinney over to third. Runners at the corners with two down. The batter is the designated hitter, Austin Allen. So the Aviators trying to shake off the last two games in Reno, two very tough one-run losses, 5-4 on Saturday in 10 innings and then 5-4 on Sunday. Allen waits the stretch by McCacken and the pitch. Fastball's low, ball one. Austin didn't play on Sunday in the Reno series. He was 4-for-12 with his first home run of the year and a double and drove in four runs in the series. Overall, he's at 258 with a homer, six batted in. McKinney at third, Davidson at first. McCacken stretches, and the 1-0 pitch to the left-hander hitting Austin Allen. He takes a changeup that's outside at 81, ball two, 2-0. Allen was in the big leagues when McCacken faced the Aviators at Las Vegas Ballpark back in late April. So they've faced each other before, but it's the first time this year. The stretch, McCacken ready, and the 2-0. Allen takes a fast strike, belt high in the inside corner at 90 miles an hour. 2-1 is the count. V-Mail Machine is on deck. The shift is on for Allen. Three Tacoma infielders to the right is second. Only third baseman Zach Green occupies the left side. High drive in a deep left center. Wall going back. He is right there at the edge of the track to put it away. That part of the yard. It's 425 to center field here. The Aviators are finished in the top of the first. No runs, one hit. No errors. They leave two at the end of half an inning of play. Las Vegas nothing in Tacoma against Colin Wiles coming up.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
From the depths of the Dollar Loan Center Arena in Henderson, Nevada, and accessed exclusively on the World Wide Web at don'tbebroke.com, I present to you the Loan Approval Machine.
Most people think all short-term lenders are the same, and for the most part, they're right. But those people have not discovered how quick, easy, safe, and inexpensive it is to get a signature loan at the DLC. At Dollar Loan Center, you can get a signature loan up to $5,000 in just minutes, and you don't need a checking account or collateral. It's easy to qualify, and you only pay interest for the time you have the loan out. That's different. Way different.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Hello again, Russ Langer here in Tacoma, Washington at Cheney Stadium. Colin Wiles, today's starting pitcher for the Las Vegas Aviators, readying himself to go head-to-head with the Tacoma Rainiers. And the first man to face him, the left-handed hitting leadoff man, Forrest Wall, 89 miles an hour, and the count is 0-1. Forrest Wall from Winter Park, Florida, Toronto organization last year at 266 for the AAA team, the Buffalo Bisons, International League. He takes another knee-high strike and another fastball. This one is at 90 miles an hour. It is 0-2 on Forrest Wall. Wall is hitting 214. One homer, 10 batted in. He's got great speed, but he doesn't get on often enough to exploit it as much as the Seattle Mariners and indeed the Tacoma Rainiers would like. I mean, he's got 16 stolen bases already, but very low on base percentage. An auto ball has been called on Colin Wiles for taking too much time, and the 1-2 slider is foul back on the ground. One ball and two strikes on Forrest Wall. I mean, he's got 16 steals. He's been caught four times, yet his on-base percentage is barely .300. If he could improve his on-base percentage, he'd be a holy terror. Here's the 1-2 on the way. A little dribbler up the third baseline. It's dying on the grass, and it's a base hit for Forrest Wall. A swinging bunt. He was out in front on an off-speed pitch, and the ball hit the very end of the bat and trickled up the third baseline. Because of the shift, Vimal Machin had no chance to get anywhere near that ball. So the catcher, Langoliers, hustled out after it. The ball died on the grass, 90 feet from third base to home plate. That was about a 50-foot ground ball single for Wall. But now that he's on, they got to be careful. Here's the pitch. Fastball's high ball one on the rehabbing Evan White, wearing number 47. White, right-handed batter, waiting on the 1-0. He swings, and it's a high foul outside first. Davidson is there. He's got it right behind the coaching box. So White, who's on rehab from the parent Seattle Mariners, because fouls out. One on, one out in the bottom of the first with no score, and Jared Kelnick comes up. Las Vegas defensively for game one. Matt Davidson at first, Christian Lopes at second, Nick Allen at short, Vimal Machin at third. Dalton Kelly is in left field. In center, Billy McKinney. Over on right, Drew Jackson. Shea Langeliers catching for Colin Wiles. Fastball low at 91, ball one to Kelnick. Kelnick has been in the big leagues for part of this year with the Mariners, with the Tacoma Rainiers, hitting .222 with a homer and three batted in. Recently sent back by Seattle to Tacoma. He swings and misses at a low slider. One ball and one strike. One on, one out, bottom of the first, no score. So the Aviators coming off their first series loss, and the Rainiers are coming off their first series win of the year. See how it all plays out. Throw to first, and Wall is back in there. One ball and one strike on the left hander hitting Jarek Kelnick. It looks like Kelenic, but it's pronounced Kelnick. K-E-L-E-N-I-C from Waukesha, Wisconsin. There goes Wall. He's got a great jump. There's a dribbler back to the mound, picked up by Wiles, who throws his man out, and Wall goes all the way over to third base. Wow. I'll tell you something. When he gets ahead of steam, he is flat out fast. He was running on the pitch. A ground ball slowly hit back to Wiles, and Wiles just instinctively threw the runner out at first. But had he looked at third, he would have had an easy play on Wall. Two outs. Wall goes from first to third on a ground ball back to the mound. Yes, he was running on the pitch, but, man, he can just flat-out fly. Here's O'Keefe. Brian O'Keefe, the right-hand hitting DH. Wiles had just gone into the stretch, but he took too much time. So he's called for his second auto ball here in the first inning. It's 1-0. So Wiles in the pitch. Big breaking ball for a strike on the outside corner at 75 miles an hour. It's 1-1. One ball and one strike on O'Keefe, hitting .333 in 13 games. One homer, three batted in. The pitch is a strike, and it's 1-2 on O'Keefe. O'Keefe is a catcher, but Andrew Knapp is catching today for Tacoma. O'Keefe, the designated hitter. He's a native of Albany, New York, 28 years old. Pitch barely missed somewhere. Ball two. 2-2. So Wall at third. Two down in the bottom of the first inning. Nice crowd today for the matinee. Again, overcast skies, but it's not too chilly here. No real breeze to speak of now. There's a high foul off to the right that's going to slice back out of play. And a fellow who brought his glove came down the hill, reached, and as the ball hit his glove, his feet went out from under him and plop, down he went. But he got the ball. Got some kind of a wild hat on, too. Here's the stretch and the 2-2. Fastball's high. It is 3-2. It looks like a pith helmet or something he's got on. Anyway, falling down or not, he's got the foul ball. 3-2 on Brian O'Keefe. The switch hitting Eric Mejia is on deck. The pitch. Fastball. A shattered bat liner right to Matt Davidson, and the inning is over. Bat shattered into several pieces. And that soft line drive finishes the first. For Tacoma, no runs, one hit. No errors. They leave Wall at third, and at the end of one, there is no score.
America First Credit Union was founded with the dream of helping our members pursue theirs. So no matter what your goals are, how impossible your hopes seem, how out of reach your wishes feel, together we'll craft a plan to help you realize them. That's what being a member is all about. Because the most important dreams are yours, truly. Federally insured by NCUA.
STN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. STN Sports has it all. In-play betting, mobile parlay cards, the Play Plus card to fund and withdraw from anywhere in Nevada, and the latest lines on every game. STN Sports even lets you earn points for every bet. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to StationCasinoSports.com or sign up at any Station Casino, Wildfire, or the El Cortez. Details available at all sportsbooks.
Say bye-bye, so long, and adios to aches and pains with a new Tempur-Pedic mattress. Only Tempur-Pedic has the incredibly adaptive material to give you the support no other mattress can. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. At our huge Memorial Day sale, save $500 on a Tempur-Pedic sleep system and get up to a $300 gift when you buy any Tempur-Pedic mattress. We have quick delivery and 72 months no-interest financing. Kiss those aches and pains goodbye at Best Mattress. Sleep easy, friends.
All right, welcome back again to Tacoma. At the end of one, no score. Each team with a first inning base hit and nothing else. So in the top of the second, the Aviators will have the number six hitter to begin, Vimal Machin, then Christian Lopes and Nick Allen against right-hitter Darren McCacken. Here's the pitch. Machin looks at a fastball for ball one at 90 miles an hour. One ball and no strikes on Vimal Machin. Machin at 278 with two homers and 24 runs batted in. McCacken delivers. There's a line drive in a right center field. That ball is in there for a base hit. It's cut off by Wall, who fires it back in towards second. And Machin has the second Las Vegas hit. That was a well-hit ball. And the range of the very speedy Forrest Wall prevented an extra base hit. He got that ball in pretty deep right center, but got it back in quickly. So Machin, a line drive single in his first at-bat of the series. And now the batter's Christian Lopes. Two hits for Las Vegas. In a scoreless tie here in the top of the second inning. Lopes, our pregame guest, standing in, batting seventh, right-handed batter, deep in the batter's box. Swings at a first-pitch fastball and chops it foul behind the plate, strike 1-0-1. Christian, 6 feet tall, 211 pounds, 29 years old, from East Vail, California. At Reno last year, 271 with nine homers, 34 batted in. Had a nice chat with Christian on the pregame show. Off first base is Machin, held on by Evan White. There's a slider down low, knocked down by Knapp. One ball and one strike is the count now. Lopes was mired in a deep slump until the third game of the Reno series, when he went 2-for-3 with a double and stole a base. And then on Sunday, in the finale, he was 2-for-3 with another double and a run scored. He's hitting .214. No homers, nine batted in. He takes a pitch up and away. Changeup, ball two. Two balls and one strike, 80 miles an hour. Nick Allen is on deck. Darren McCacken from Los Alamitos High and got the baseball scholarship to Long Beach State. He majored in civil engineering. Pitch foul at the plate, 2-2 now. He not only pitched well, but as a high school senior, he hit over 370. Big golfer. He likes to golf and fish. And the Mariners got him with a 12th round pick in 2017 out of Long Beach State. Now, the 2-2 stretch. Machin off first the pitch. Lopes hits a slow ground ball to short, fielded there by McCoy. He throws to first and gets Lopes by one step. On the play, Machin goes down to second. A slow bounding ball to McCoy at short. That was a sinker that was right in on the thumbs of Lopes. But it might have been fortunate that it was in on the thumbs, because if he'd hit the ball harder, that might have been a double play. Ball was hit slowly, so the only play for McCoy was at first. Machin is at second, one out. Top of the second, no score. And here's Nick Allen, his first at bat back from the big leagues. He just joined the team yesterday, coming back down from Oakland after his second stint in the big leagues. He takes a changeup for a strike at 78 miles an hour. 0-1 on Nick Allen. Nick, as an aviator, hitting 250 with a homer, five batted in. And this time around in the big leagues, he only had five at-bats. Here's the 0-1 stretch and a pitch. He swings and misses at a breaking ball. 0-2 on Nick Allen. I was talking to Nick today about that very thing, about how challenging it is to stay sharp with your timing at the plate, especially as a younger player. Older players have been around long enough can adjust. That's why you very almost, when I say rarely, almost never really, do you see very young pinch hitters. Well, of course, now with the DH in both leagues, you don't see pinch hitters much of any at all. But even back in the day, when pitchers were allowed to hit, guys who were bench players who were primarily pinch hitters were veteran guys. Here's the 0-2 to Allen, and it's a high foul to the right. That's back out of play. Still 0-2. But Nick is not what you'd call a veteran at 23 years old. He's the youngest player in the Aviators. Nick was a third-round pick by Oakland in 2017. He's from San Diego. Machin at second with one out. The 0-2 pitch. He's swinging a miss. Off-speed breaking ball away at 81. Got him. Third strikeout for McEachern. And the batter now is Dalton Kelly, the number 9 hitter in the Las Vegas order. Top of the second, there is no score. McEachern, upper 80s to low 90s fastball. He's got a cutter and a sinker and a curveball also. When McEachern's on, he's a little like, in terms of style, Parker Dunshee. He'll pound the bottom of the zone and get a lot of ground balls. Here is Kelly. There's a fastball for a strike at 91 miles an hour. It is 0-1. Kelly at 194. Dalton with three home runs, 17 batted in. Machin is at second base, two outs in the top of the second inning. Now the stretch. McEachern looks back at second, comes home. Kelly hits a line drive in the right, and moving in to make a sliding catch is Eric Mejia, and the inning is over. Nice play. Las Vegas in the top of the second gets no runs on one hit. No errors and one man left, and at the end of an inning and a half in Tacoma, there's no score.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Laborers Union Local 872 is always working for the interests of our members. Throughout the quarantine, we've stayed on the front lines while reinforcing safety on the job site. You can count on the men and women of Local 872 to continue building Las Vegas. Our local will always be there when called to help build the future through it all. Our union will never let this city down. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Greetings, mortals. I am Poinsettia, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
The Las Vegas Aviators are Land Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
All righty, welcome back. Bottom of the second inning, no score. Colin Wiles delivers to Eric Mejia, fastball low and inside, ball one, 1-0. Wiles, 6'4", 222 pounds. He'll be 28 before the end of this month, May the 30th, less than a week away. Mejia hitting 244, sends one high and fouled off to the left out of play, 90-mile-an-hour fastball, 1-1. Mejia, 5 homers and 21 runs batted in. Switch hitter from the Dominican Republic, was in Kansas City's organization last year at AAA Omaha, hitting 246 with 7 homers there. Mejia dribbles one foul outside third. It's 1-2 now on Eric Mejia, hitting in the fifth slot and playing right field for the Rainiers today. Zach Green is on deck, and then Andrew Knapp. Wiles from Overland Park, Kansas, had a good year at Round Rock last year when he was in this league for the Texas Rangers top affiliate. 7-2 with a 4.19 ERA. Here's the pitch. And the slider's in low, ball two. 2-2 on Eric Mejia. Wiles ready in the pitch. Fastball, line fouled outside first. It's still a 2-ball, 2-strike count. Wiles has beaten Reno and El Paso and Salt Lake so far this year. All of his three wins have been at home. He is 3-0 at home and 0-3 on the road so far this year. The 2-2 pitch to Eric Mejia. Wiles uncoils and deals. Fastball, a dribbler in front of the plate, grabbed by Langoliers, who fires to first base to get him. That was a check swing, dribbler right in front of the plate. Nice play by Langoliers to make a strong throw down to Davidson to get him. One out. Batter, the third baseman, hitting in the sixth spot today. Green at 250, 9 homers and 29 batted in. The one time Wiles faced the Rainiers was the 1st of May in Las Vegas. The pitch is high, ball one at Las Vegas Ballpark. In that game, Wiles lasted 5 innings, allowed 4 runs earned on 5 hits, a walk and 5 strikeouts, had no decision in the game. Pitch, fastball for a strike on the inside half near the knees, 1-1. Colin Wiles dealing with Zach Green, former Sacramento River Cat. He was with Nashville last year in the Milwaukee system, where he hit 214. Fastball jumps in there for a strike at 90 miles an hour. It's 1-2 on Green with a switch hitting Andrew Knapp on deck. Bottom of the second, no score. Wiles, wearing number 31, has the sign from Langoliers and delivers. Slider, they appeal it first in the check swing. Nope, no swing, says Jose Navas. 2-2. The opener of a 6-game series. You can hear the youngsters, some little leaguers here, chanting in the background. Curveball low, ball three. 3-2 on Zach Green. Entering today, Las Vegas is in second place in the Pacific Coast League's Western Division. Tied with Reno, 1 game back of first place Salt Lake. Ground ball to third, juggled by Machin, and now recovers and throws and gets him. Ball was hit sharply. Machin temporarily juggled the ball, but he knew he had time with Green running. So he took his time, got a good throw over to Davidson, and there are 2 outs. And the batter's the switch hitting catcher, Andrew Knapp. Knapp, who's from Roseville, California, and 30 years old, was with the Phillies last year, briefly in the big leagues, and had some time with the AAA team in Lehigh Valley. 6'1", 189 pounds. Hitting 250 in limited time with Tacoma. Swing and a miss, strike one, 0-1. In the series, the end of April in Las Vegas ballpark between these two teams, Joe Odom and Brian O'Keefe did most of the catching. Here's the 0-1 on the way to Knapp. High foul off to the left, slicing back out of play. 0-2 on Andrew Knapp. The Aviators looking for their third win on the road trip, ending up 2-4 in Reno, their first series loss of the year. Here's the 0-2 pitch now. Fastball barely missed, maybe high, ball two. Two balls and two strikes is the count. Alex Blandino is on deck. The next pitch. Breaking ball. It looks like it hit him. And it's Knapp taking his base right there after being hit by the pitch. Forgive me if I am trying to decipher sometimes what takes place, because they put us in a quite honestly, a fairly ridiculous place here in the press box. We are way down the third baseline. So I have to rely on the TV monitor, which shows us the game up here in real time. So I have to wait for a replay sometimes. So there's that. The pitch is a fastball for ball one to Alex Blandino. But Knapp hit by the pitch. He's aboard at first base with two outs in the bottom of the second, and there is no score. Blandino from Palo Alto, California, came over to Seattle in a trade with the Giants just very recently, like a little over a week ago. There's a high pop-up foul outside first. Davidson near the coaching box makes the catch as he drifts back into fair territory. Blandino came in at 156 with one home run, but he fouls out to first. And Tacoma is finished in the bottom of the second. No runs, no hits, no errors. They leave one. And at the end of two, there is no score.
Nice Chevy Trailblazer, Ben.
Thanks. It was love at first sight.
But didn't you say you loved all the room in the Chevy Traverse?
Oh, yeah.
And didn't you say you loved the style of the Chevy Blazer?
No doubt.
And all that technology, but the Trailblazer was love at first sight?
Well, I didn't say it was the only one I loved at first sight.
The hardest part of driving home in a new Chevy SUV is choosing which one. Visit Henderson Chevrolet, best of them all.
Red Rock Resort and Casino is your Las Vegas Aviators pregame and postgame hangout destination. With a 16-screen movie theater, a 72-lane bowling center, and many award-winning restaurants and bars, you'll find something for everyone to enjoy. Located conveniently next to the Las Vegas ballpark, there's no better place to continue the fun. Red Rock Resort and Casino, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Welcome back. We're in the top of the third inning. Russ Langer here in Tacoma, the opener of a six-game series. No score. And leadoff man Drew Jackson opens the inning. And the first pitch is an off-speed pitch. Swung on and missed, strike one. It is 0-1. Drew Jackson struck out looking to open up the ballgame. Hitting 257, no homers and eight batted in. He chases a breaking ball away. And so he swung at a changeup and then a breaking ball at 82. And he's quickly down two strikes. Billy McKinney on deck. And then the number three hitter in the lineup, Shea Langeliers. There's a ground ball behind the bag at second. Backhand about a second baseman, Blandino, who throws and gets him by a step. Ball hit right at the bag, Blandino ball. Make an off-balance throw to Evan White. And they get Jackson, who was really hustling up the line. So Drew 0 for 2. One out of the top of the third for Las Vegas, and the Billy McKinney comes up now. McKinney walked in the first inning. Here's the pitch from McCacken. Slider a little bit low, ball one. One ball and no strikes on Billy McKinney. McCacken looks down the barrel at his catcher, Andrew Knapp. And the next pitch, changeup. Also missing a little bit outside. It's now 2-0 on Billy McKinney. Base is empty, one out in the Las Vegas third. No score. Fastball a little low. It is now 3-0 on Billy McKinney. Well, McCacken trying to keep it going against Las Vegas. He's had more success against the Aviators than anybody else. The pitch is inside, ball four. Second walk issued by McCacken, and he's walked McKinney twice. And the batter's Langoliers, who struck out swinging his first time up. Shea Langoliers. Now the stretch and the pitch. Shea swings and misses at a first pitch breaking ball. Strike one. 0-1. Matt Davidson on deck. We're in the top of inning number three. Russ Langer with you in Tacoma, Washington. First of two visits to Tacoma for the Aviators this year. Here's the strike one stretch and the pitch. Breaking ball outside. One ball and one strike to count on Shea Langoliers. Shea's updated average, 269. 11 homers, 28 batted in. Matt Davidson waits on deck, throw to first, and McKinney back in. One ball and one strike. Shea, of course, was over 300 for much of the early part of the year, but he's been struggling for the first time this year in the more recent week and a half or so. Here's the 1-1. The low breaking ball swung on a miss, 1-2. He has not seen a fastball yet in this at-bat. A lot of activity from mostly younger fans and that first base foul, Torrey Grassy Berm over there. Here's the stretch. McCacken ready. McKinney off first, only a couple of steps of a lead. And there's the first fastball to Langoliers, and he takes it for strike three call. So McCacken, that's what they call pitching backwards. Off speed, off speed, off speed, 80 miles an hour, 81. All of a sudden, zoom, here comes 91. And Langoliers is out, having struck out for the second time. Four strikeouts for McCacken in 2 2/3 innings. And with McKinney at first and two away in the top of the third, here is Matt Davidson. You know, friends, Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good and the people are friendly and excitement is real. Plan your trip at visitlaughlin.com. Visitlaughlin.com. Pitch is a little pop fly to the first baseman, Evan White, who hauls it in. And that's the inning in the top of the third. The Aviators are finished. No runs, no hits, no errors. One left. We head to the bottom of the third inning here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, and there is no score.
From the depths of the Dollar Loan Center Arena in Henderson, Nevada, and accessed exclusively on the World Wide Web at don'tbebroke.com, I present to you the Loan Approval Machine.
Everybody wants to know how much a loan from Dollar Loan Center really costs, and it's way less than most people think. Let's start with a loan of $500, and we'll do the math from there. It costs $2.75 a day in interest. If you need it for a week, $19.25. That's it.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Annual percentage rate of 199.99%. For additional cost information, call 866-550-4352. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
They say one great thing leads to another. And that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
Welcome back. Bottom of the third. No score here. The Las Vegas Aviators, 4-2 against Tacoma this year, but playing them in Tacoma for the first time. And the right-handed hitting Tacoma shortstop, Mason McCoy, takes a fastball for ball one from Las Vegas starter Colin Wiles. who has retired 6 out of 8 so far. McCoy batting ninth, hitting .250 with 4 home runs, 15 batted in. Shortstop, right-handed hitter, open stance, the pitch, and that's a strike. Fastball at 89. 1-1 to McCoy, who hails from Peoria, Illinois. Baltimore had him, and this past April, Seattle picked him up in a trade. Last year, Triple-A Norfolk for the Orioles hit .221 with 9 home runs. There's a chopper to short right there to grab it is Nick Allen. He flips it over to Matt Davidson, and McCoy bounces out 6-3 to begin the Tacoma third. One out for Forrest Wall. Colin James Wiles, born in Overland Park, Kansas, lives in Stillwell, and went to Blue Valley West High School, Kansas. Compensation pick by the Texas Rangers in the first round, beyond the first round of the draft 10 years ago. A lot of time in the Texas organization. Talked about his good numbers at AAA Round Rock last. To center by Wall. So Wall hitting under .220 when the game started, but he had an infield hit in the first, and now he swings away and lines a base hit to center. Batter Evan White, one on, one out, bottom of the third. With Wall's stolen base credentials, it would appear to be only a matter of time before he runs. He is second in the league in steals with 16. Brown Rock's Thompson has 21 to lead the league. High drive in a deep right center. McKinney going back, and now he turns in front of the track to make the catch. So White, who fouled out to first baseman Matt Davidson in his first at-bat, skies out to center fielder Billy McKinney on the first pitch of his second at-bat. The ball slicing toward right center, but McKinney there to get it. Wall back at first with two outs for Jared Kelnick. Kelnick, it'll come back to Wiles. That was that interesting play in the first inning. Wall was at first, was running on the pitch, and the ball was hit back to Wiles, who threw Kelnick out, and Wall went all the way to third base. Throw to first base, and Wall back in. Wiles was going to go to Vanderbilt. He had a scholarship offer, but then when he was drafted as high as he was by Texas, he signed with them. Nice bonus. Here now is the look and the pitch. Fastball a little high. Ball one. 1-0. In 2012, Wiles attracted that kind of attention from the Rangers because he was the Kansas High School Player of the Year. He was 8-0 with an ERA under half a run. That'll get some attention. Here's the 1-0 pitch. There goes Wall. There's a chopper fouled outside first. 1-1. So those kind of credentials, you figure he's going to go at some point. But that time, Kelnick fouled the ball away. 1-1 to count. First couple of years as a pro, Wiles was, he found himself grounded because, well, he found it to be a grounding experience, I should say. He was hit around more than he thought he might or that others thought he might. But he believes that here's the 1-1 stretch in the pitch. Kelnick fouls a fastball back, and it's 1-2 now. He learned a lot the first couple of years and believes he's matured some, and he understands he's not going to have his best stuff every time he goes out there. Oakland signed him this past March, on March 10th. Fastball, curve, slider, changeup, his main offerings. Throw to first base, and Wall is back in there. Wiles has had some time on the injured list in his career, but for the most part, he stayed healthy. He's got a clean, repeatable delivery with good mechanics, and generally has good command of his pitches. The 1-2 pitch. Foul back. 1-2 on Jared Kelnick, hitting .214 with a homer, 3 batted in. But because he's not overpowering, Wiles will probably have to prove himself over and over again, moving up the ladder to advance to the next rung. Here's the 1-2 on Kelnick. And that fastball misses a little high at 88 miles an hour. Ball two. 2 balls and 2 strikes to count. Kelnick, 6'1", 205 pounds. And he's only 22. He won't be 23 until July. Mariners love his upside. He waits. There goes Wall. There's a chopper fouled outside first. And Wall will turn around once again and head back to first base. Kelnick waiting outside the box. Now the look. Wall off first. He goes again. Breaking ball to one hopper off the glove of Lopes into right field. Over to third goes Wall as Jackson gets the ball back in. A one hopper hit pretty hard, but it went off Lopes' glove. They're going to score it a hit. Although Lopes, I'm sure, the first one to tell you, or he would be, that he should have had that ball. Normally, he's going to make that play. Wall is now at third. And Lopes was there. Again, it was a well-hit ball. He was there. Ball went off his glove. They're going to score to hit. Runners of the corners, two down. The DH, Brian O'Keefe, is up now. The stretch and the pitch. High drive in a deep right. Going back is Jackson at the track, at the wall. It's a three-run home run for Brian O'Keefe. And it's now 3-0 Tacoma in the bottom of the third inning. Quickly, Tacoma jumps out in front, and Brian O'Keefe, that's his second home run, only 47 at-bats. He's been in the big leagues part of the year. The pitch is a swing and a miss, strike one on Eric Mejia, who's 0-1. So the Rainiers strike first. 3-0 Tacoma in the bottom of the third. The 0-1 pitch to Eric Mejia, and it's a knee-high strike, and it's 0-2. He had checked his swing and had a dribbler in front of the plate. And catcher Shea Langeliers picked it up and threw him out for a 2-3 put out. His first time up. That was in the second. Now we're in the third. The 0-2 pitch. Fastball barely missed. I don't know where, but it barely missed. 1-2 is the count on Eric Mejia. Wiles with a sign from Langeliers. The pitch. Line drive foul outside first. O'Keefe. Picked up by the Mariners from St. Louis in the Rule 5 draft a few years ago. And puts Tacoma out in front with a two out opposite field. Three run home run. Ground ball foul outside first. Still 1-2. As I said before in the pregame show, you know, when ball games actually start and teams compete against each other, you can take numbers and throw them out the window. It doesn't mean anything. Tacoma has the worst record in the league, 15-27, but they played the Aviators very tough at Las Vegas Ballpark in late April. Fastball missing, and it's 2-2. And they're coming off their first series win of the year, and it was on the road against Sacramento, which is not an easy place for anybody or any place to win. There's a bounding ball foul to the first base dugout. Very few teams have great success against Sacramento in their ballpark. So the Rainiers are starting to show signs of turning things around. And they lead 3-0 here. There's the 2-2 from Colin Wiles. A ground ball up the first baseline, foul. It was hugging the chalk and it went foul before Davidson could get there. 2-2 on Eric Mejia. Right. Wiles was bitten by the home run bug in his last start in Reno. McCarthy, Cameron Duzenac, Drew Ellis all homered off of him. Here's the 2-2 now. A dunker in the air, fouled outside third. It'll go into the stands. The count stays 2 balls and 2 strikes. Now the next pitch. Fastball high. It's gone from 0-2 to 3-2 now on Eric Mejia with Zach Green on deck. In an inning with one out, Wall singled, White flied out, Kelnick the one-hopper off Lopes' glove to extend the inning, one home run. 3-2 pitch. High fly ball to deep right field. Going back is Jackson to the wall. It's gone. Back-to-back home runs by Brian O'Keefe and Eric Mejia. For Mejia, number six on the year, it's 4-0 Rainiers in the bottom of the third inning. The fastball just below the belt and pretty much down the middle. So Wiles had two strikes on Mejia, then started to nibble, and the count went full, and Mejia hit it out. And here's Zach Greene, who is 0-1. Bottom of the third, 4-0 Tacoma. And the pitch is a strike. It's 0-1. Greene grounded out to third baseman Vimal Machinas first off. Well, I mentioned Wiles, like Parker Dungey, has to get ground balls. He got them in the first two innings. Pitch is low. 1-1. And got a ground ball to begin this inning. Then a line drive single by Wall, a fly out by White. Then Kelnick hit the hard one hopper. And Lopes was there, but the one off his glove scored a hit. O'Keefe a home run. And Mejia a home run. So a lot of balls hit in the air. Then it's 4-0 Tacoma in the bottom of the third. Pitch fouled away. 1-2 on Zach Greene. All the scoring here with two outs. And Wiles trying for that elusive third out here in the bottom of the third inning. One ball and two strikes. Greene waits. And the pitch. Fastball's too high. Ball two. 2-2 on Zach Greene from Carmichael, California. 6-2, 224. Ted Wayne's trivia question coming up a bit later. And we'll look at the Hash House of Go-Go schedule and scores from the Pacific Coast League and the big leagues. Fastball a little inside, and it's 3-2 on Zach Greene now. Wiles stares in, has the sign he wants from Langoliers. Right-hander to the motion now. Big leg kick and a 3-2 pitch. Like a cut fastball toward the outside. That's the first strikeout today for Colin Wiles. But the Rainiers get back-to-back home runs with two outs by Brian O'Keefe with two men on and then Eric Mejia. And they strike for four runs on four hits. No errors and nobody left on base. At the end of three, it is Tacoma 4 and the Aviators nothing.
Talk about a signature play. Check out the hold and spin action on these player favorites from Aristocrat Gaming. You only see that kind of play with the Aristocrat team. Look for Lightning Link, Dragon Link, and Buffalo Link slots by Aristocrat Gaming for hot, progressive jackpot action and exciting hold and spin play. Aristocrat, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Gambling problem? Please contact the U.S. National Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-522-4700. New Jersey at 1-800-GAMBLER. New York at 877-8-HOPENY or text HOPENY 46769. For 21 and older.
Las Vegas, it's Chevy Truck Month at Team AA. Team has a full lineup of new trucks and accessories, which means it's the perfect time to find your new truck and make it your own. Make your Silverado bolder with a six step and a bed liner. Make your Colorado brighter with off-road lights. The choice is yours, and Team gives you a lot to choose. Get into Team AA and drive away with some incredible winning deals. Truck Month is revved up and ready to roll now at Team AA, US 95 and Ann Road. Find new roads. Team Chevrolet.
At PowerShift by NV Energy, we offer the best ways to save energy and money. And there's no better way to save both than with the PowerShift bundle. In just one easy appointment at your home, you get a total of three PowerShift services. We'll install a free smart thermostat, give you a free home assessment with tips to save even more energy, and give you energy-saving items like LED bulbs and air filters for free. Request your bundle today at nvenergy.com/powershift.
All right, we move along to the fourth inning here in the opener of this six-game series. Sun is trying to cloudy early part of the game for Las Vegas. They trail 4-0 into the fourth inning. Austin Allen leads off and takes a breaking ball inside, ball one from Darren McCacken, who's doing what he usually does against the Aviators, lock him up. He's had many very good starts against them. He's throwing shutout ball into the fourth inning, and now he has a lead. Breaking ball strike, and it's 1-1. Through the first three, he's given up two hits. He's walked two, struck out four. Allen flied out to deep left center. The ball caught by center fielder Wall to end the first inning. And Austin swings, hits a slow ground ball to the right of second. And the throw goes to first base there in plenty of time. And there is one out. Third baseman Zach Green made the play. So even though the ball was pulled to the right side of the infield, it is a 5-2-3 put out. Austin Allen 0 for 2. And here's Machin, who lined a single to right center his first time up. Base is empty, one gone. Las Vegas trying to answer back here. Fastball missing for ball one. They just coughed up four runs in the third to give Tacoma a 4-0 lead. And they'd love to get something to answer here in the top of the fourth. But McCacken has their number. He's had their number for a couple of years now. Breaking balls a strike, one and one. So the Aviators trying to answer the challenge against the guy who this year really hasn't pitched well against anybody except Las Vegas. The 1-1. That's low, a changeup at 80 miles an hour. 2-1 on female Machin. Kristen Lopes waits his turn on deck. Knapp, the catcher, sets up the target, the pitch. That's below the knees. Fastball at 89, it's 3-1 on female Machin. Tomorrow night, 6:05 game two. 5:50 pregame on Raider Nation Radio, AM 920. Two left-handers, Jared Koenig for Las Vegas, Tommy Malone for Tacoma. High pop-up on the left side. McCoy and Green. It's the shortstop McCoy. A couple of steps back on the grass to make the catch. So on a 3-1 pitch, Machin pops out to short. He's 1-for-2, and the batter, Chris shortstop McCoy, his first time up. Two outs, nobody on, top of the fourth. And then the Aviators continue to try to figure out the Rubik's Cube known as Darren McCacken. The pitch is ball one. First 3 days of the series, three different start times. Here's the pitch. Lopes takes a knee-high strike, and it's now a one ball, one strike count. Today, of course, 11:35. Tomorrow, as I mentioned, 6:05. Thursday and Friday are 7:05 games. Then Saturday, 5:05. Fastball inside, 2-1. The finale on Sunday, 1:35. And the Aviators will head back home after that. Two outs, nobody on. Here's the 2-1 to Kristen Lopes. McCacken delivers. Fastball fouled off to the right. That's back in the seats. 2-2 on Kristen Lopes. Nick Allen is on deck. McCacken with a new ball. Ready, the 2-2. Fastball's high. Ball three. It is now 3-2. Entering the game, McCacken 44 in a third inning, so he's averaging about five innings per start. Eight home runs allowed, a dozen walks, 41 strikeouts. Those are decent numbers, but again, the ERA near seven. Lopes is out on strikes, and the inning is over. Called out on strikes on an 82-mile-an-hour off-speed pitch. Five strikeouts for McCacken. The inning is over. The Aviators go 1-2-3 in their half of the fourth inning, so we head to the bottom of the fourth, and the score. It is Tacoma 4 and Las Vegas nothing.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
If your vehicle squeals or grinds when you slow down or just isn't stopping like it used to, you may need new brake rotors and pads. Now through May 24th at O'Reilly Auto Parts, get 15% off a set of Brake Best Select or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors. Restore safe braking and save money now at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Bob, thanks for inviting me to your ultimate tailgate. I thought we were going to watch the game.
No, I said come check out the ultimate tailgate in my Chevy Silverado. It's the available multiplex tailgate.
Bob, this isn't a tailgate.
Sure it is. It flexes into six different configurations to help you work harder.
So you didn't invite me to an ultimate pregame tailgate then?
Would you have come if I said otherwise?
Probably not.
The Chevy Silverado with available multiflex tailgate. The strongest, most advanced Silverado ever.
See the Fairway Truck Megastore.
Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly, and the excitement is real. Plan your trip at visitlaughlin.com.
Welcome to Mesquite. Welcome to golf.
Dining.
Outdoor recreation.
Gaming. And fun for the whole family.
All in one convenient location.
Plan your quick escape.
At visitmesquite.com.
All right, bottom of the fourth, 4-0 in favor of Tacoma. Friends, sink your teeth into the new Primal Menu and Beyond Raptor at Carl's Jr. Feed your happy. Awaken your primal cravings at Carl's Jr. with a Primal Menu, Prime Rib or Beyond Raptor Burger. Meals so epic you might want to roar. Outside the store, of course. Colin Wiles winds and deals. High fly ball to center. That's hauled in by Billy McKinney. So Andrew Knapp, the switch-hitting Tacoma catcher who was hit by a pitch in the second, swings at the first pitch of the bottom of the fourth and flies out to center. One out for Alex Blandino, who fouled out to first baseman Matt Davidson his first time up. All right, here's Blandino. Blandino is a Cincinnati guy all the way. Here's the pitch. Fastball low, ball one, 1-0. With the Reds last year and with their AAA team in Louisville early part of this year and traded over here less than 2 weeks ago. Pitch is low. 2-0 on Alex Blandino. On deck, Mason McCoy. So for Wiles, trying to bounce back here in the fourth inning from the bumpy third. He was an out away from throwing a zero up there. Then a single and back-to-back home runs cost him four runs. Chopper fouled outside third. Two balls and one strike. Fans downstairs are reacting because the Rainier mascot is parading around in the walkway between seating sections. It's a moose-looking mascot called Rhubarb. Here's the 2-1. Breaking ball, strike. Big curveball got in there. Two balls and two strikes on Alex Blandino. Wiles stares in. Langoliers puts the fingers down. Wiles looks them over, holds the glove in front of his chest, rocks and deals in the pitch on the way. Curveball bounces. Wiles, right before that pitch, got called for his third auto ball of the game. So it should be 2-2, but he took too much time again. So it's now 3-2 on Blandino. One out, bases empty. Bottom half of the fourth inning. Blandino only hitting 155, and he swings and hits a fly ball to center. McKinney looks up into the gray, soupy sky, trots in, and makes a one-handed grab. So a couple of lazy fly balls to Las Vegas center fielder Billy McKinney. And Wiles is going to face the number nine hitter now, Mason McCoy. And Wiles could really use an easy inning here. McCoy opened up the third with a ground out to short. Breaking ball is a strike, 0-1. One strike on McCoy, hitting 248. Four home runs, big leg kick in the pitch. Slider down and in at 84. One ball and one strike to count. A good matchup tomorrow. Jared Koenig, who now owns the best ERA in the Pacific Coast League. He's 4-2 with a 2.7 ERA. Beat Reno last time out. Here's the 1-1 on the way. Breaking ball outside, 2-1. And lefty Tommy Malone, who's 1-0 for Tacoma. Malone, in three starts, has pitched 10 innings and is an ERA of under one. Swing and a miss. Fastball, two balls and two strikes to count. Malone only gave up one earned run on four hits in 10 innings. It's not a big sample size, but he certainly has pitched well when he's been in there. He and Koenig tomorrow, two lefties with good numbers. For game two, here is the 2-2 look. Wiles taking his time as the clock winds down, and the pitch. Drive hit into right, moving in for the ball and making the catch is Drew Jackson. So Wiles doesn't get the ground balls, but he gets the outs. Two fly balls to center and one to right, and he gets a relatively easy inning in the books. At the end of four complete, Tacoma 4 and the Aviators nothing.
If you're ready to sell your car, AutoNation makes it as easy as A, B, C. A, any AutoNation store. B, bring in your car. C, check on the spot. It doesn't get simpler than that. AutoNation will buy your car, whether you buy ours or not. You'll get a check on the spot in as fast as 30 minutes. So you can turn it into cash now. Sell your car fast at AutoNation. Visit AutoNation.com.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review-Journal 7-at-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Welcome back, friends. We're in the fifth inning here in Tacoma. Russ Langer with you at Cheney Stadium. Ballpark built in 1960, refurbished in 2011. Darren McCacken, a 4-0 lead, and a pitch to Nick Allen. Sharp ground ball to third, right there to get it to Zach Green. He throws to first to get Nick Allen, who's now 0-for-2. One pitch, one out in the Vegas fifth, and the batter Dalton Kelly, who lined out to the right fielder Eric Mejia to conclude this second inning. Now we're in the fifth. I mentioned McCacken's strong track record against Las Vegas. This is the eighth time he's faced Las Vegas in his career. He's had one bad start against them. It was August 17th of last year here in Tacoma. Kelly takes ball one. Las Vegas won that ball game 8-4. And McCacken took the loss. The pitch makes the count 1-1. McCacken went four innings, allowed five runs earned on seven hits, a walk and two strikeouts. To give you an idea of how long ago that was, August 17th of last year, and how just the nature of AAA and the turnover in rosters, pitches a strike 1-2. Chad Pinder was in the lineup. Sky Bolt. McCacken gave up one home run to Francisco Pena. Chris Davis was in the lineup. Pitch fouled away. 1-2. Aramis Garcia, Buddy Reed, Mickey McDonald. That was the lineup. And the winning pitcher was Aaron Brown in a game that was started by, remember this guy? Arjenis Angulo. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Dalton Kelly. That's a little low. 2-2. Angulo was making a spot start. Brown got the win. Grant Holmes and Sam Moll set up the closer who got the save for Las Vegas. That was, you're good if you know this one, Domingo Acevedo. 2-2 on the way. Change up is low. 3-2. Oh, I got a whole six-pack of Ted Wien's trivia questions out of that one. Man. 3-2 to count on Kelly. Drew Jackson is on deck. McCacken turns and here's his pitch. Fastball in there. Strike three. Call. Kelly thought it was ball four, but now with the ABS system, automatic balls and strikes, there's no point in arguing with the umpire because the umpire is not making the call. Two outs. Six strikeouts for McCacken. He continues to roll. He's retired seven straight since he walked McKinney in the first, and nobody's hit the ball out of the infield since then. Jackson has struck out and grounded out to second. He's up now. The pitch. Fastball strike on the outside part of the plate, 0-1. But other than that game, and again, the leadoff hitter that day was Nate Mondu. Now, Nate Mondu, by the way, Jackson, it's a line drive base hit to left, and that'll be the third Aviator hit. Kelly gets the ball back in. Jackson got a fastball and hit it hard to left. That breaks the spell of seven straight that McCacken had retired. And with two outs, and Drew Jackson, a good base dealer at first base, And Tacoma leading 4-0 here in the fifth. Here's Billy McKinney, up twice and walked twice so far. Nate Mondu is from this area and went to a lot of games here as a kid. He's been out with a hamstring pull, but they say he's very close to being ready to play. You know he wants to play in this series in front of the home folks. Pitches inside, ball one. Even looking at the Tacoma lineup that day back in mid-August, I mean, there's nobody here from that particular game. Throw to first base and back in is Drew Jackson. Donovan Walton, Jansen Witte, Taylor Trammell. Brian O'Keefe played in that game. He's in the lineup today. Jose Marmolejos. Remember him? Jose Godoy, Marcus Wilson, Sam Travis, Jack Reinheimer, all gone. Here's the 1-0 on the way to McKinney. Fastball. A drive hit high in the air to deep right, way back there. Mejia watches it fly, and it's gone. And the Aviators cut the Tacoma lead in half on a two-out, two-run home run to right by Billy McKinney. It was a no-doubt bomb by McKinney, his second of the season since being sent down clearing waivers. He hit his first Aviator home run in Reno a few days back, and that was a bomb. So for 4 2/3, McGacken was outstanding. Then the single by Drew Jackson, and McKinney hits it out. And the Tacoma lead is now 4-2 here in the fifth inning. Langeliers has struck out swinging and struck out looking. He takes a breaking ball for a strike, a slider on the outside corner. It's 0-1. Ground ball up the middle through in the center, a base hit. Langeliers sitting on an 0-1 fastball, got one at 90 miles an hour, rolled it right through the infield. So Shea is 1-for-3 today. Three straight hits with two outs here. The single by Jackson, the two-run home run by Billy McKinney, and Langeliers keeps it going with a single up the middle. Each team has five hits. That brings Matt Davidson to the plate now, representing the tying run. Matt has singled and popped out. Davidson from Yucaipa, California originally, but lives in the Phoenix area now. Big Matt waiting. Overall average 314 Vegas. He takes a strike on one. 18 runs batted in. Langeliers at first, just a couple of steps off the bag there. The 0-1 pitch. Davidson takes a breaking ball in there for a strike at 82 miles an hour. Matt was quiet in his first season, first series as an Aviator. The five-game series against Salt Lake, just two hits in the series in 18 at-bats. Then he heated up some in Reno. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Three off-speed breaking balls. And Davidson's out. That is the seventh strikeout for McCacken. But Las Vegas takes a bite out of the Tacoma lead in the fifth inning with a two-out rally. Two runs, three hits, no errors. One man left. And we got half a ball game in the books. After 4.5, Tacoma 4, the Aviators 2.
STN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. STN Sports has it all. In-play betting, mobile parlay cards, the Play Plus card to fund and withdraw from anywhere in Nevada, and the latest lines on every game. STN Sports even lets you earn points for every bet. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to StationCasinosports.com or sign up at any Station Casino, Wildfire, or the El Cortez. Details available at all sportsbooks.
Progressive presents Forced Metaphors about bundling your home, auto, and other vehicles.
Any sports fan knows defense wins championships. Your championship is your boat, motorcycle, RV, or ATV. And your best defense is the round-the-clock protection offered by Progressive, which is like having a goalie, a 7-foot shot-blocking specialist, and a linebacker all wrapped into one. Which, to circle back, means you're going to win the championship. Because, you know, defense.
Forced Metaphors, presented by Progressive. Bundle and protect today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Finley Chevrolet is Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealership. Again, buy new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y, Finley, home of the...
Woo!
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Move along to the bottom of the fifth inning in the first game of this series. 4-2 Tacoma. And it's the top of the Rainiers order against Colin Wiles. The speedy Forrest Wall and Evan White and Jared Kelnick. Pitch bounces in, ball one. Wall has a little dribbler up the third baseline that died on the grass midway between home plate and third base for a base hit. Then with one out, he singled in the third. That was the start of the rally where Rainiers scored four runs, and now it's 4-2 Rainiers. There's the 1-0. Wall takes a strike. Breaking ball. Got in there at 74 miles an hour. One ball and one strike on Forrest Wall. Native Floridian, 26 years old. Very fast. 6'1", 195. Left-handed batter wearing number 7. The pitch from Wiles. Breaking ball grounded to second. Right there's Lopes. He handles a tricky hop and sidearms one over to Davidson. And Wall is retired for the first time. 4-3. Anytime you get Wall out, especially to begin an inning, with him's tremendous speed that he has, that's a plus. Five in a row set down by Wiles, and it's also good for him that he got a ground ball. He hasn't had a ground ball since McCoy's leadoff ground out in the third. Here's White, fouled out to first, flat out to center, 0 for 2. There's a one-hopper in the center, a base hit. And the rehabbing White is aboard. McKinney sails it back in. And there, that one-out single puts Jared Kelnick at the plate now. Six hits for Tacoma. Kelnick has hit a comebacker. And then also, the key play in the third, with two outs and a runner on, he hit a hard one-hopper slightly to the left of Christian Lopes on his glove side. He reached hit, but it kept the inning going, and that's when O'Keefe and Mejia hit the back-to-back home runs. Lopes is able to make that play. They don't score. Breaking ball is a strike, and it's 0-1. But the Aviators just got a two-run home run by Billy McKinney. Then it's a 4-2 Tacoma lead in the fifth. White at first, one out. White does not have much of a lead. Straddling the bag there to hold him on, Matt Davidson. The 0-1 pitch. Up and away. Ball one. 1-1 on Jared Kelnick. Mentioned Marcus Wilson played in a game here against Las Vegas last year in mid-August. And I was saying that a lot of those guys are gone. Wilson is actually here. He's just not playing today. Change up high, two balls and one strike to count. Now the 2-1 pitch. High fouled off to the left. He was late on a fastball. Strike two. Two balls and two strikes to count. One on, one out in the bottom of the fifth. Tacoma with a four-run lead, leading 4-2 here. Rainiers just lost a couple of guys to the big leagues, Sam Haggerty and Taylor Trammell. The pitch, a ground ball to short, knocked down by Machin. He goes to second for one, on to first. Safe. That was a hard-hit ball. Machin initially had some trouble with it. Then he threw low to Nick Allen. Because of the shift, it was Nick Allen and not Christian Lopes to take that throw. And he basically threw it at his shoe. And Allen grabbed it. And this is part of the value of Nick Allen. There are very few ordinary mortals who are going to handle that low throw by Machin at close range like that. And he reached down like it was nothing. And they get a force out of it. The throw to try to get Kelnick and complete the double play was in the dirt, and Davidson not quite able to dig it out. Curveball's a strike to O'Keefe, 0-1. 5-2-6. Machin to the shortstop, Allen. But a fielder's choice, the force out on White. Kelnick safe at first with two down. Here's the 0-1 pitch. O'Keefe lines one on one hop, grab by Machin, who throws him out. Boy, that ball was smoked. And Machin made a very nice play on that hard one-hopper and made the play cleanly and threw out O'Keefe. No runs, one hit in the Tacoma fifth, one left. After five, Tacoma four, the Aviators two.
If you're ready to sell your car, AutoNation makes it as easy as A, B, C. A, any AutoNation store. B, bring in your car. C, check on the spot. It doesn't get simpler than that. AutoNation will buy your car, whether you buy ours or not. You'll get a check on the spot in as fast as 30 minutes, so you can turn it into cash now. Sell your car fast at AutoNation. Visit AutoNation.com.
They say one great thing leads to another, and that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's gonna be great.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Welcome back again to Tacoma, Washington. And we now move to the sixth inning. It is a 4-2 lead for the home team Rainiers in the first of six. Friends is Nevada's premier auto lender. America First Credit Union offers terms, 24/7 account access, unbeatable member service, and more. Before you shop for your next new or pre-owned vehicle, head to AmericaFirst.com and get pre-approved right away. As we go to the sixth inning, if the Aviators are going to scratch back some more, they're going to have to do it against the Rainiers bullpen, because starter Darren McCacken has been lifted after five innings. He's the pitcher of record for the moment, but there's a long way to go. Four innings left. McCacken goes five innings, gives up two runs, both earned on five hits. Walk two, struck out seven. Right-hander Asher Wojciechowski relieves him. Top of the sixth, 4-2 Rainiers. Austin Allen stands in and takes a Wojciechowski fastball inside at 88 miles an hour, ball 1-1-0. Against the starter McCacken, Allen flied out and grounded out. Here's a 1-0 pitch from Wojciechowski. Swing in, the foul ball, 1-1. One ball and one strike on Austin Allen, batting fifth today. He's DHing. Vimal Machin next, and Christian Lopes, the number seven hitter, here in the top of the sixth inning. Nobody on, nobody out. 4-2 Tacoma. Tall righty Wojciechowski delivers the 1-1. Breaking ball bounces away from the catcher, nap to the backstop. Ball two. Two balls and one strike to count. In the Las Vegas bullpen, Austin Pruitt is starting to limber up. Here is the 2-1 pitch to Austin Allen. He takes it low. Ball three. 3-1. Wojciechowski's from Pensacola, Florida. He's one of the older players out there at 33. Yankee property for part of last year before Seattle picked him up. Here's the 3-1 to Austin Allen. Fastball, pull fouled outside first. Got a 90-mile-an-hour pitch in the zone, and he hit it hard, but he pulled it foul. Three balls and a strike on Austin Allen. Wojciechowski was with the Rainiers earlier. Then he was on the injured list, and now 2-2 to Allen is on the way. A slider inside, ball four. Leadoff walk brings up the potential tying run, and Vimal Machin, who has singled and popped out and just made two very good defensive plays, and also Nick Allen, a good defensive play, to put the lid on the Tacoma fifth inning. So Colin Wiles might be done after five innings. With Pruitt throwing in the bullpen now. We'll see. Machin, 1-for-2, stepping in now. And the pitch. Fastball swung on and missed. Strike one. 0-1. Asher Wojciechowski. Give the Rainiers people credit. They fit that name on his back. Wojciechowski. 6'4", 235 pounds. The 0-1 to Machin. Breaking ball inside, moving him off the plate. One ball and one strike now. Christian Lopes waiting and watching from the first base on deck area, midway between the first base dugout and the plate. Here's the 1-1 stretch in the pitch. Machin takes a called strike at the knees at 90. Good low fastball. One ball and two strikes now. Here's the stretch and the 1-2 pitch to Vimal Machin. A ground ball to short, picked up there by McCoy. He goes to second for one. Throw on to first, double play. 6-4-3. Wasn't a very well-hit ball, but McCoy got it quickly and got it to Blandino. Shuttled it to Blandino, who made a strong throw over to Evan White, and they got Machin by a step. So the double play means that the Aviators are up with two outs and nobody on in the sixth inning. Tacoma leading 4-2, and here's Christian Lopes, who has grounded out, and he has struck out. He hits a turn the wrong way, but now he moves to his right to make the catch. Kelnick spun himself all the way around, initially turning the wrong way, but he had time with the ball up in the air to correct himself, and the inning is over. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. We head to the bottom of the sixth inning. Tacoma 4, the Aviators 2.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review-Journal 7-at-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
I can't say enough about the Purple Sleep System. You've never slept on anything like Purple because there's never been anything like Purple. It starts with the Purple Gel Flex Grid, a layer of flexible gel that's firm enough to support your body, but soft enough to reduce tension and pressure. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress, and at our huge Memorial Day sale, save up to $800 on the amazing Purple Sleep System. And we've got a wide variety of great financing options to choose from. Best Mattress, sleep easy, friends.
Stadium in Tacoma. Opener of a six-game set. Rainiers leading 4-2 over the Aviators. Then Las Vegas brings in a new pitcher to start the sixth, Austin Pruitt. Colin Wiles leaves after five innings of work. Pruitt pitches a strike to Eric Mejia, 0-1. Wiles allowed four runs earned in his five innings on six hits. He did not walk anyone. He hit one batter and ended up with one strikeout. Ground ball to first, grabbed by Davidson. He goes to the bag himself, and there's one out. So Mejia, who had grounded out and homered previously, he and O'Keefe went back-to-back, you'll remember, in that four-run third, grounds out to first against Pruitt. And with one out, here's Green. Wiles in his five innings, again allowing the four runs earned on six hits. No walks and a strikeout with one-hit batsman. He threw 86 pitches today, 57 strikes, and goes out trailing 4-2. Austin Pruitt has been a strike machine so far this year. His breaking ball a little low, ball one to Green, who against Wiles went 0-2, grounded a third and struck out. Pruitt, not a big guy, listed at 5'10", 185. He'll be 33 in August from the Houston suburb of the Woodlands in Texas. Here's the pitch. Fastball rides high, ball two. 2-0. Pruitt, 1-0, a 3.6 ERA in 11 games before today. 20 innings, 20 hits. The big figure, only one walk and 18 strikeouts. Not the worst walk-to-strikeout ratio you'll see. Pitch foul back. 2-1 on Zach Greene. Pruitt is also coming off arguably his best outing of the year. 5 days ago in Reno, he threw 2 1/3 perfect innings. 7 up and 7 down. Striking out two of them. Nobody hit the ball out of the infield. He threw 19 pitches, 14 strikes. At Green, Andrew Knapp is on deck. Pruitt winds and delivers. Swing and a miss. Good low fastball. 3-2 is the count on Zach Green. Pruitt's only had a couple of rough outings. One was in Salt Lake way back April 16th. And then these Rainiers reached him for 2 earned runs in 2 innings on April 27th in Las Vegas. Pitch foul back out of play. 3-2 the count remains on the third baseman, Zach Green. Bottom of the sixth. For Tacoma, 4 runs, 6 hits, no errors. Las Vegas, 2 runs, 5 hits, and no errors. The bearded Pruitt with a new ball checks Langoliers for a sign. Here's another 3-2 pitch to Zach Green. Fastball grounded to third to his left to pick it up as Machine. He zeroes in on Davidson and throws out Green. 2 down. Batter Andrew Knapp now. Ted Wien's trivia question. In the history of the Gold Glove, which started in 1957, there's been only one rookie first baseman in the American League to win the Gold Glove. Who was it? Here's the pitch. Knapp takes low ball one. Knapp's been hit by a pitch against Wiles and flat out to center. Now he's facing Pruitt for the first time. A rookie first baseman in the American League to win a Gold Glove. It's only happened once since the Gold Gloves began in 1957. There's a strike. 1-1. Okay, I know you need a clue. It is a fellow who is in uniform here today. 1-1 on the way. A swing and a miss. Good off-speed pitch by Pruitt. And it's now 1-2. There's some action in the Tacoma pen. I get the number. I'll let you know about it. 1-2 is the count. Pruitt Ryan's here's his 1-2 pitch. Good slider. Swung on and missed. Strike work of the Rainiers in the sixth inning with a couple of ground balls and a strikeout. We've completed 6 here in game 1. Tacoma 4, the Aviators 2.
Hey, Aviators fans. I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
If you need to sell your house,
talk to Aaron Taylor.
You want to sell it fast and get the most cash, talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Aaron Taylor here, your real estate guy. Interest rates are going up, inflation is through the roof, and the media is telling you the world's going to end. Folks, I despise fear-based advertising, but I also agree, based on experience, what goes up eventually goes down. If you're planning on selling your home, then this is the hottest real estate market we have seen in years. We buy ugly and distressed properties, we do all repairs, and give all our sellers a cash advance if needed. And our new program, we can buy all homes at market value cash in 14 days, outbidding all other iBuyers in town. So call the number one brand in Nevada, The Real Estate Guy, 702-310-6683. That's 702-310-MOVE. EXP Realty, license number 388886. Call for details.
Talk to Aaron Taylor,
The Real Estate Guy.
I'm wearing my fur pajamas. I am
All righty, we now go to the seventh inning. And this was a 0-0 game till the bottom of the third when the Rainiers jumped on Colin Wiles for two out back-to-back home runs by Brian O'Keefe and Eric Mejia, leap out to a 4-0 lead. Then in the fifth inning with two outs, Vegas got a single by Drew Jackson, a two-run home run by Billy McKinney. It's 4-2 Tacoma in the top of the seventh inning. The new Rainiers pitcher is sidearmer Wyatt Mills. He deals ball one to Nick Allen. Nick against the starter McCacken, struck out and grounded out. Asher Wojciechowski goes one inning, zeros across except for one walk. He pitched the sixth. Now it's Mills in the seventh. Sidearm breaking ball spins in there for a strike. 1-1. Tell you, Mills tough on righties with that sidearm delivery. He is 6'4", 190. He's from Spokane, 27 years old. Slider missing outside. 2-1 on Nick Allen. Dalton Kelly, the number 9 hitter on deck. Then the top of the order, Drew Jackson. McCacken, Wojciechowski, and Mills were in the seventh, 4-2 Tacoma. The 2-1, and Allen takes a fastball low at 93. Three balls and a strike. Now to 3-1 on the way. Allen looks at a strike. It's 3-2. Wyatt Mills. Mills, 1-0 in six games prior to today. A 1.93 ERA, 9 1/3 innings, only 5 hits. Walk 2, struck out 4. So he generally pitches to contact, not a lot of strikeouts. But Allen bucks that trend. He swings and misses and strikes out. And there is one out in the seventh inning. And the batter, Dalton Kelly, lined out to right and struck out looking so far. Mills, generally a guy keeps the ball down. Seattle grabbed him with a third-round pick in 2017. Kelly waiting, and the pitch from Mills. It's inside with a fastball at 90, ball one, 1-0. Mills made his big league debut last year in May at T-Mobile Park against the Angels. He retired Jose Iglesias in a ground out, first league batter. He worked a perfect inning in his first big league game. The pitch is low, 2-0 on Dalton Kelly. Been one of the better performers out of the bullpen, though, for the Rainiers. Here's the 2-0 pitch to Dalton Kelly. And Mills started to break out of the stretch. And time was called. I think Brian Walsh called him for an auto ball. Las Vegas starter Colin Wiles today got called for two of those. And now Tacoma reliever Wyatt Mills gets called for one here. The 3-0 pitch to Dalton Kelly. He is taking, and the pitch is a strike, 3-1. On deck, Drew Jackson. 4-2 Tacoma in the top of the seventh inning. Now the 3-1 to Dalton Kelly. Inside, ball four. So a strikeout of Nick Allen, a walk to Dalton Kelly. That brings up Drew Jackson, who represents the tying run now in the seventh inning. Mills. That is contract selected by Seattle for the first time in 2020 from AA Arkansas. So he bypassed AAA for part of last year. Jackson takes a strike, 0-1. Drew in this game against the starter McCacken struck out and grounded out. And then with two outs in the fifth, he singled to keep the inning alive. And then McKinney homered to knock him in. There's a slow ground ball to second. Right there to scoop it is Blandino. He throws to first to get Jackson. Now they got Kelly in a rundown between first and second. And now Kelly is tagged out. Actually, they're ruling that Drew Jackson was out on the ground out and that Kelly is out for going out of the base path. First base umpire Jose Navasity went out of the base path. It's a double play and the inning is over. In the Vegas seventh, no runs, no hits, no errors, and no one left. Seventh inning stretch here in Tacoma. The Rainiers 4, the Aviators 2.
Love seats, download the app to download Love Seats 4. All the best game seats, concerts, and more. Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, in addition to having an excellent selection of certified pre-owned Land Rovers and Jaguars, we currently have a great selection of late model, low mile, used vehicles available for immediate delivery, many under factory warranty. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi, and this means that we have vehicles for virtually every budget and lifestyle. Visit us today at 6425 Roy Horn Way or online at jlrlv.com.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
All right, we're in the bottom of the seventh inning. They're playing ABBA here with a bunch of Rainier's folks dancing in the third base dugout, the song Waterloo. And the Aviators came into the series having won their only series. The only time they played Tacoma is late April at Las Vegas Ballpark. Las Vegas took 4 out of 6, but almost all the games were close. Despite the fact that Tacoma has the worst record in the 10-team PCL, coming in 15-27, they are showing signs of waking up because they did win their very first series of the year before this series. It is on the road in Sacramento, winning 4 out of 6 over the Rivercats. I don't know who it is because he's got a jacket on and I can't see his number. The first base coach of the Rainiers was waving his arms, trying to tell the music person in the press box to stop the music so that Alex Blandino could hit. And Blandino takes ball one from Austin Pruitt. Blandino against Colin Wiles, fouled out and flied out. 0 for 2, he's batting eighth. Right-handed hitting Tacoma second baseman. Takes a breaking ball and drops in low. 2-0. The number 9 hitter, Mason McCoy, another right-handed batter, is on deck. Then leadoff man, Forrest Wall. Pruitt worked a very easy sixth inning. 3 up and 3 down with 2 ground outs and a strikeout. The 2-0 pitch. Missed somewhere for ball 3. 3-0. If you're scoring with us, the ground ball by Drew Jackson ending the Las Vegas seventh inning goes 4-3-6-3 on the double play. Here's the 3-0 pitch now. Fastball strike, and it's 3-1 on Alex Blandino. Base is clear, nobody out, home half of the seventh. Pruitt trying to keep it a two-run game. The 3-1 is a little low, and there's only the second walk of the 2022 season issued by Las Vegas reliever Austin Pruitt. Here's McCoy. Grounded a short, fly to right. Both at bats against the starter, Colin Wiles. Third baseman Machine comes in near the edge of the grass. The pitch to McCoy now. Breaking ball bunted back to Pruitt. His play is to first base in time for the out. It is a very rare sight today in professional baseball. A sacrifice bunt. Big curveball bunted on the ground back to Pruitt. And Blandino takes second on the sacrifice by McCoy. That goes 1-3. And here is Forrest Wall, runner at second, one out. Wall 2-for-3, looks at a strike in its own 1. Pruitt has a look in. Langoliers, wigwags a sign out. Pruitt okays this one. Blandino off second base. Here's the 0-1 pitch on the way. Fastball, a little bit high at 91. One ball and one strike. That's right around where Pruitt is going to max out in terms of his velocity. He's not a big guy. He's listed at 5'10", but he's around the zone and
changes things up, mixes it up, speeds, adds and subtracts from his various pitches. There's a chopper fouled outside first, and it's 1-2. Breaking ball came in on him, and he bounced it foul. 1-2 on Forrest Wall, who had an infield hit in the first off of Wiles. Singled in the third and scored on the home run by Brian O'Keefe and grounded out to second in the fifth. He is 2 out of 3. Blandino at second, 1 out in the bottom of the seventh, 4-2 Tacoma. Pruitt stretches, a look back at Blandino, and the breaking ball is low, grabbed around the shoe tops by Langoliers. They'll feed a new ball into play. 2-2 is the count now. Two and two. Pruitt stretches, wearing number 50, comes home. Fastball. That is swung on and tipped into Langoliers' mitt. Strike three. Good pitch by Pruitt. He just notched his second strikeout since coming in. And with 2 outs in the seventh inning, here's first baseman Evan White. Ted Wiens' trivia question from the last inning. Who is the only American League rookie first baseman to win a Gold Glove Award? The answer is the man batting right now for the Tacoma Rainiers on Major League Rehab from the parent Mariners, Evan White. An outstanding glove man. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball, low, ball one. White really, in many ways, has yet to prove himself at the plate, but he is really fun to watch at first base. Digs out low throws, has good range. Defensively, certainly does it all. Bottom of the seventh, 4-2 Tacoma. Blandino at second, 2 down. White is 1-for-3 in this game. Fifth inning single off of Wiles facing Pruitt for the first time. It's a fly ball to deep center. But McKinney goes back and makes a one-handed catch. That was a well-hit ball by White, but it's 425 out there. And that ball went about 400 feet. But that's the inning. In the seventh inning, no runs, no hits, no errors. One man left through seven. Tacoma 4, the Aviators 2.
When you're a member of America First Credit Union, the only house that matters to us is the one that you call home. And whether you're putting down new roots or making more room for your family to grow, we'll be there to help you nurture and care for the things you cherish most. Because the only home that matters to us is yours, truly. Learn more at AmericaFirst.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal Housing Opportunity Lender.
In a world where dinosaurs roam freely, Carl's Jr. is introducing one of its meatiest menus yet. Now presenting your Jurassic-sized bite. Slow-cooked sliced prime rib and tangy amber barbecue sauce on a burrito or thick burger. A raptor doesn't sink its teeth into it first. Bite into the new Primal Angus Thick Burger and Primal Breakfast Burrito now at Carl's Jr. Feed your happy. See Jurassic World Dominion in theaters June 10. Available for a limited time at participating Carl's Jr. restaurants. Primal Burrito is available during regular breakfast hours. Price and participation may vary. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Welcome back again. We're in the top of the eighth inning. All the scoring for the Tacoma Rainiers came with 2 outs in the third on back-to-back home runs by Brian O'Keefe and Eric Mejia off starter Colin Wiles. Some changes. All right. We mentioned it, Evan White. Here in a rehab assignment. He, from hernia surgery, that's the reason he's rehabbing from the Seattle Mariners. He played the first 7 innings at first base. He's being pulled now. So Evan White, the first baseman, is out of the game. Zach Green, who was at third base, moves across the diamond to first base to complete the game for Evan White. Eric Mejia, who was in right field, moves to third base, where Zach Green was. And Miguel Perez, number 33, is the new right fielder. And if you are scoring, put Perez into Evan White's slot in the batting order, which is the number 2 slot in the order. The new pitcher for Tacoma, Patrick Weigel, his breaking ball is inside ball 1 to Billy McKinney. So Wyatt Mills goes 1 inning. No runs, no hits, 1 walk, and 1 strikeout. And the third reliever of the game and fourth pitcher of the game is in there. Weigel, fastball a little low, 2-0. Weigel, W-E-I-G-E-L. Big, tall guy at 6'6", 240. He'll be 28 in July. He's from Thousand Oaks, California. The Brewers had him in their system last year, and at 7.27 ERA. Fastball misses outside. It's 3-0 now. To Billy McKinney. McKinney's not been retired yet. He walked twice in at a two-run home run in the fifth off starter McAken. Langoliers and then the cleanup man Matt Davidson to follow. The pitch is a called strike. It's 3-1. Nobody on base, nobody out. Top of the eighth, 4-2 Rainiers. The pitch. Outside, ball four. McKinney walks for the third time. And now the Las Vegas catcher, Shea Langoliers, comes up. For Weigel, he's in his 16th game. He's done well for the Rainiers this year. One win, one loss, a save, and a 3.15 ERA. In 20 innings before today, he's given up 16 hits, two homers, 13 walks, which was rather high, 23 strikeouts, which is a pretty good total for 20 innings. Langoliers takes a strike in its own one. Shea is 1-for-3 today. Struck out swinging, struck out looking, and rolled a single to center. 4-2 Rainiers, top of the eighth inning. McKinney off first, held on by Zach Green, the pitch. He swings at a breaking ball, fouls it back, 0-2, 75 miles an hour. Matt Davidson looming on deck. The 0-2 stretch. Weigel throws. Sidearm breaking ball. Foul back out of play. That's a tough pitch. He's a big guy at 6'6". When he drops down from the side against a righty and spins that breaking ball, it's tough to hang in there against it, but Langoliers got a piece of it, and he's still there with an 0-2 count. McKinney cautious lead off first. The outfield deep and straight away. Langoliers takes a called third strike. 88 miles an hour. Got him looking. Shea 1-for-4 today, third time he struck out. So a walk and a strikeout. And now, with top of the eighth inning, Matt Davidson steps up. Matt today has single, popped out, and struck out. All three at-bats against the starter, McAken. He did not face Wojciechowski or Wyatt Mills. Now he's facing Weigel. And the sinker is below the knees at 85. Ball one, it's 1-0. McKinney at first with one out. Weigel stretches and throws. Sidearm breaking ball. Swung on and missed. Strike one. It is 1-1. One ball and one strike on Matt Davidson. The pitch. That one is a little outside at 88 miles an hour. 2-1. Tacoma, four runs, six hits, no errors. Las Vegas, two runs, five hits, and no errors. One of the problems for Las Vegas in the Reno series, the first series they've lost this year, a lack of sustained attack on offense. And Davidson fouls one away, strike two. 2-2. Austin Allen is on deck. It would not appear to be a problem of manpower when you got a lineup like this. I mean, McKinney is certainly a proven hitter at this level. Langoliers, Matt Davidson, Austin Allen, female machine, and there's others we could name, and it's just a matter of getting a little more consistent, putting things together. The pitch is a little up and away, and the count to Davidson is 3-2 now. This becomes a pretty important pitch. Davidson represents the tying run as we're late in the game, and you have the powerful left-handed hitting Austin Allen on deck. 3-2 stretch by Weigel. Davidson waits. There goes McKinney. Ground ball to third. Grabbed there by Mejia. His only play is to first. He gets his man there. So by sending McKinney, avoid the double play. Davidson is 1-for-4 grounding out to third. But because McKinney was running, he gets second base easily. Two outs, and here is Allen. Now Austin Allen represents the tying run. Today Austin's flat out to deep center. Grounded out. And then against the reliever Wojciechowski. He walked opening up the sixth. Weigel looks in, has the sign. Knapp sets up on the inside. The pitch. Allen looks at a knee-high strike. Off-speed pitch at 79 miles an hour, 0-1. If he reaches, Bemel Machina, then the left-handed batter, is on deck. McKinney at second, two down. The shift is on for Allen. Only Mejia, the third baseman, occupies the left side of the infield. McCoy, Blandino, and Green are all on the right side. The pitch is another strike. Same pitch, 79 miles an hour, and it floated in for a strike at the knees. Two strikes on Austin Allen. Austin back in. Weigel okays the side of his catcher, Andrew Knapp. McKinney leads off second, the 0-2 pitch. Fastball up and in at 94 that time, 1-2. Allen, those canary yellow batting gloves, grips the bat way down at the end, wearing number 34. Slowly moves the bat in a circular motion near his left shoulder. Breaking ball popped up. This should finish the inning. Third base foul territory. Mejia, the third baseman, makes the catch, and that's it. Las Vegas is finished in the eighth inning. A leadoff walk to McKinney. Nothing else. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one man left. We head to the bottom of the eighth inning. Still, Tacoma 4 and the Aviators 2.
The greatest city on earth is bouncing back. Thanks to the hard work of the brave men and women of Laborers Union Local 872, we never stopped the build. Our members are on job sites across the valley, working to ensure that Las Vegas keeps its place as the sports and entertainment capital of the world. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Steiner, the Nevada style pub invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video for your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome brand of prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers, and Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders as we make history in Vegas. Steiner, the Nevada style pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's. I love this place.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Welcome back again. Well, we're now in the bottom of the eighth inning, and the score hasn't changed since the fifth inning. It is a 4-2 lead for Tacoma. They got four in the third, and they haven't scored before or since. The Aviators got two in the fifth, and that's it. The new pitcher for Las Vegas, Aaron Brown, deals a fastball for ball one to Jared Kelnick. So another good outing for Austin Pruitt. Two innings, no runs, no hits, a walk, and two strikeouts. And the slider's low, 2-0 on Kelnick. Kelnick, 1-for-3. But he had maybe the single biggest at-bat, even though he didn't hit either one of the two Tacoma home runs. Maybe the most important at-bat of the game to this point in the third inning. Here's the 2-0 from Brown. Swung on and lifted foul back into play. Kelnick batted with two outs and a runner at first base in a 0-0 game against Colin Wiles. He had a hard one-hopper that Christian Lopes reached for and went off his glove. It was scored a hit. If he makes that play, the inning is over with zero run scoring in the third inning. The pitch is low, 3-1. But then after that, Tacoma took advantage of the fact that the play wasn't made. Brian O'Keefe hit a three-run home run. Eric Mejia hit a home run right after that. And they lead 4-2 in the bottom of the eighth inning. The 3-1 pitch is a strike at the knees, 3-2. Aaron Brown, 6'2", 239. He'll be 30 on the 20th of June. Southern California, West Hills, Encino. And the 3-2 from Brown. Fastball just missing for ball four. Brown really unhappy. He thought he had a strike right there. Walks off the mound shaking his head. Borderline 3-2 pitch, but it's ball four. Here is Brian O'Keefe. For Brown, he's in his 15th game. He's made one spot start for the Aviators. One win, two losses, a 4.58 ERA. 17 and two-thirds innings, 13 hits. Walked 10, struck out 11. The pitch, fastball for ball one. Brown has given up four homers this year, two of them in one inning in one of his Reno outings. Bill Kelnick with a leadoff walk. Here's O'Keefe. He's lined out, hit a three-run home run and grounded out to third, and a good play by Machin and a hard one hopper ending the Tacoma fifth. There's a fastball sliced high in the air, foul to the right, out of play. 1-1. That was 94 miles an hour. Brown pitched twice in the Reno series. Had the rough outing on the opener. And Dominic Canzone, Yadiel Rivera homered off of him in an inning and two-thirds. Here's the 1-1 now. Throw to first base, a soft toss, and Kelnick back in. 3 days late, Aaron was saddled with a loss in the extra inning game, but the run he gave up was unearned on a throwing error. Here's the 1-1. Pitch bounces to the backstop, and down to second goes Kelnick, and it's two balls and a strike now on Brian O'Keefe. But the Aviators, who can ill afford to fall behind anymore. Their offense has been very quiet so far today. And they trail 4-2. But now that Tacoma has Kelnick, another insurance run at second base with nobody out. Brown ready to throw to Brian O'Keefe on the 2-1. And it's on the way. Slider swung on and missed. Good pitch. 2-2. Brown's one win of the year came against these Rainiers in Las Vegas in relief April 27th. 2-2. Brown left foot on the rubber, wearing 25. Set. A look back at second where Kelnick is and the pitch to O'Keefe. Fastball missing for ball three. It is 3-2 now. Brown stares in. All set. The 3-2 to Brian O'Keefe with Eric Mejia, the switch hitter, on deck. Fastball foul back out of play. That might have been ball four. The pitch looked high, but he took a big rip at it and fouled it back. Three and two. Kelnick leads off second base. The outfield is playing O'Keefe to pull. 3-2 look. Brown set, delivers. Fastball low and inside, ball four. So Brown has walked two and thrown a wild pitch. There's nobody out, and the batter's Eric Mejia. Friends, get your tickets while they're hot. Nitro Circus is bringing their all-new tour to Las Vegas Ballpark on the 4th of July. And you're not going to want to miss it. Tickets for the craziest show on earth are now on sale. Nitro Circus to Las Vegas Ballpark this summer. Place to go for tickets, thelvballpark.com. To get your tickets for that very interesting event. Pitch fouled off to the right out of play. Strike one on Mejia. Mejia has grounded out. Hit a solo home run right after the O'Keefe home run in the third off of Wiles. Then against Pruitt, he grounded out to first. He's 1-for-3. 246 the average. Switch hitter with six homers, including one today. 22 batted in. First and second, nobody out. And Brown ready with the 0-1 pitch. Fastball foul back, and he's jumped ahead of him. Two strikes now. That pitch came in at 91. Oh, and 2. Brown set again. The strike two look. McKellen at second. O'Keefe at first. The pitch. Down and in. One ball and two strikes. The count. Brown studies the signs offered by Langoliers. Mejia waiting. There's a fly ball deep toward the left field corner. It is slicing, and it is a fair ball. in the corner, and it's out. Three-run home run for Eric Mejia. And now the Rainiers have busted it wide open. They lead 7-2 in the bottom of the eighth inning with nobody out. When the ball left Mejia's bat, there were two questions. Would it have the distance, and would it stay fair? Fastball in the inner half, just above the knees. It barely got out, and it was maybe 3 or 4 feet fair over the 325 side. So the ball just fair and just enough distance. Maybe a 330-footer, but it's gone. The pitch, a swing and a miss, strike one to Zach Greene. The home run, and the Rainiers now well out in front, 7-2 here in the bottom of the eighth inning. The 0-1 pitch is a strike, and it's 0-2. Green has grounded out, struck out, and grounded out. So Mejia, only 5 home runs on the year coming in, but he's hit 2 in this game. All the Rainiers scoring on home runs in this game. Pitch missing, and it's 1-2 now. No, still nobody out. Green up with Andrew Knapp on deck. And the Aviators get some more action going in the bullpen. Brian Howard is throwing. Pitch is low. 2 balls and 2 strikes now. Now the 2-2 on the way. There's a drive hit to left center field. McKinney races over, dives, and cannot get it. The ball goes to the wall. Dalton Kelly runs it down, fires it back in. It's a stand-up double for Zach Green. Good effort by McKinney. Because he's a lefty, the glove is on his right hand, and that gave him an advantage going after the ball. But he still couldn't get it. He went into an all-out dive, barely missed it, and it goes to the wall for a double. Still nobody out. And the batter is Andrew Knapp. Eight hits for Tacoma, and they are pouring it on now. The runner, Green, is at second with nobody out. And Knapp hit by a pitch, flat out, and struck out. The pitch is inside ball one. It's 1-0. When Las Vegas bats in the ninth inning for the last chance, it'll be Machin, Lopes, and Nick Allen with Dalton Kelly due up fourth. But now it's 7-2. Rainiers, 1-0 pitch. Fastball outside. Ball two. It is now 2-0. Green at second. Nobody out. Brown all set. And the 2-0 is on the way. It's high 3-0. Hoping to give you some scores from the Hash House of Go-Go scoreboard, but they, for whatever reason, they've shut off the Wi-Fi here in the Tacoma press box. So zero internet for the time being. 3-0 to count. Hopefully we'll get that back on. We'll get some scores to you. Knapp waiting on the 3-0 pitch, and that one is a strike on the inside corner. It is now 3-1. Entering the day, Salt Lake in first place in the West. One game up on both Las Vegas and Reno. The Las Vegas Aviators and Reno Aces tied for second. Sacramento 3 back. Tacoma 8 back. Pitch is high. Ball 4. Third walk of the inning issued by Brown. Alex Blandino, who's 0-2 plus a walk, coming up now. Here comes Fran Reardon up the dugout steps. That's all for Aaron Brown. We're in the eighth inning. Tacoma now leads 7-2. Brian Howard will be summoned from the bullpen to face Alex Blandino when I come back after this.
The greatest city on earth is bouncing back. Thanks to the hard work of the brave men and women of Laborers Union Local 872, we never stop the build. Our members are on job sites across the valley, working to ensure that Las Vegas keeps its place as the sports and entertainment capital of the world. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Diner, the Nevada Style Pub invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll to make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome brand of prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Diner's Pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers. Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders as we make history in Vegas. Diner, the Nevada Style Pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel system and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Welcome back to Tacoma. The fans are loving this all day long. The Rainiers, with the worst record in the league, have been dominating here in Game 1. They lead the Aviators 7-2. They've got two on with nobody out. The new pitcher, Brian Howard, throws a fastball. Alex Blandino swings and fouls it away. Strike one, it's 0-1. Brian Howard, tallest guy on the team at 6'9", 210, 27 years old. Fourth Vegas pitcher of the day. Blandino 0-2 with a walk. And the pitch. Curveball lined in a center field for a base hit. Ball is picked up by McKinney. Green being held at third as McKinney makes a strong throw into Langoliers. So Blandino got a curveball and hit a little dunker in the center. That will load the bases with nobody out for the shortstop, Mason McCoy. McCoy against Wiles, grounded out and flied out, and laid down a sacrifice bunt. So he's 0-2 plus the sacrifice. And now, Howard's faced with a bases-loaded, nobody-out situation. Green at third and Knapp at second are the responsibility of Aaron Brown. Here's the pitch. That's low ball one. One ball and no strikes. Howard has been moved in and out of the bullpen and the rotation in his outings this year. He pitched twice in Reno, but it was not a good series for him. Three earned runs and two and a third innings total, including a home run they allowed to Drew Ellis. Pitch missing, and it's 2-0 now. Overall, Brian's 1-1 with a 5.64 ERA. He's done overall better as a starter than he's done in relief, but they need him to get out of this inning now. The 2-0, hangling over is Lopes, the second baseman. The infield fly rule is called. The batter's automatically out. Lopes made the catch anyway. One out with the bases loaded, and Forrest Wall, who's up now. Well, one out and the base is loaded. This is a double play situation, but Wall is a tough guy to double up because of his speed. This game is 2-for-4 with a run scored. He struck out in the seventh against Pruitt last time up. Howard faced the Rainiers out of the bullpen twice in the series late April, early May at Las Vegas Ballpark and allowed two earned runs in 3 2/3 innings. Curveball drops in for a strike at 71 miles an hour. Howard fastball 91, 92, sometimes 93. The overhand curve in the low 70s. Got a kind of a sweepy breaking ball also and a changeup. Bases loaded, one out, bottom of the eighth, 7-2 Tacoma to pitch. Fastball, Wall swings late and misses that pitch at 92. And it's 0-2 now. Miguel Perez is on deck. Now the 0-2. Wall takes a fastball high. Ball and two strikes now. Wiles, Pruitt, Aaron Brown, who so far charged with three runs on two hits and three walks. But as the book on him is not closed yet. Here's the 1-2 from Howard. And it's foul back. Fastball at 88. 1-2 still. One and two on Forrest Wall. Howard okays this on a Langoliers. Rainiers have him loaded with one out of the bottom of the eighth inning. The pitch. Fastball. That's grounded right to Nick Allen, who steps on second for one, throws to first in the dirt, dug out by Davidson for a double play. Good play by Allen, and a good play at the other end by Matt Davidson, and Howard gets out of the jam. Nevertheless, Tacoma extends their lead. Three runs left. We go to the ninth inning. It's now Tacoma 7, the Aviators 2.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
At Findlay Toyota, we know how to make things easy. Our friendly and knowledgeable team will guide you every step of the way.
We make it easy to sell you a car.
And when it comes time to service your vehicle, our advisory team will make sure your visit is a breeze.
We make it easy to service your car.
Easy peasy. And of course, our maintenance team will ensure your vehicle is in tip-top condition and keep you on the go.
We make it easy to maintain your car.
At Findlay Toyota, it's our people that make it easy to purchase and service your vehicle.
Steiner's, the Nevada Style Pub invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll to make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome brand of prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's Pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers. Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders as we make history in Vegas. Steiner's, the Nevada Style Pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
Family owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Hello again, friends. Taking a look now as we go to the ninth inning. Last chance for Las Vegas as they trail 7-2. We talked about the PCL West and the PCL East. The Oklahoma City Dodgers and the Texas Rangers AAA affiliate Round Rock tied for first. Each team 10 games over 500 at 26-16. El Paso 4 back, Albuquerque 8 back, Sugarland 10 back. New pitcher, lefty number 36, Nick Ramirez. He'll try to mop this one up, and he delivers ball one to Bimal Machin, who's 1-for-3 with a single. So Pat walk and a strikeout. The starter, McCacken, is in line for the win. Slider in there for a strike. 1-1. Asher Wojciechowski, Wyatt Mills, Patrick Weigel, each with one hitless inning of relief. Here's the 1-1 to Machin. He takes it a little low. Breaking ball. Two balls and one strike. Hash House a go-go. The other games, I can tell you this, in the Pacific Coast League are night games. Reno is at Oklahoma City. El Paso hosting Sugarland later. There's a ground ball in the right field, a base hit by Machin. And that's hit number 6 for the Aviators. Second hit from Machin. The right fielder Perez picks it up and guns it back into second. So Vimal 2-for-4. And the batter Christian Lopes. Albuquerque playing host to Round Rock later. And Salt Lake is at Sacramento. Hash House of Go-Go scores, schedules. And here we go with Christian Lopes. Christian has grounded out and struck out and flied out in this game. Ramirez has had a good year for the Tacoma Rainiers out of their bullpen so far. Strike on the inside corner, 0-1. 0-2, but with a 1.69 ERA in 15 games. 16 innings, 14 hits. Walk 4, struck out 13. Ramirez is 6'4", 232 pounds. There's a breaking ball popped up. First baseline. Zach Green wants it. He's got it. Just into foul territory, halfway between home plate and first base. Lopes 0-for-4. One-on-one out for Nick Allen, who has struck out, grounded out, and struck out. Nick Ramirez out of Anaheim Hills with the San Diego Padres last year. In the big leagues, 1-1 in 13 games with the Padres, a 5.75 ERA in El Paso. 2-2 with a 4.5 ERA in 35 appearances for them. Allen hits a fly ball to shallow left field. Moving in is Kelnick to put it away, and there are two outs. And now it is up to Dalton Kelly in the ninth inning with Tacoma leading 7-2. Kelly has lined out to right and struck out and then walked against reliever Wyatt Mills his last time up. The only offense for Las Vegas, the two-run homer in the fifth by Billy McKinney following the Drew Jackson single. Remember, 2 days ago on Sunday, the finale in Reno, they were down 5-1 in the ninth. They stirred it up to get three runs in the ninth and fell one short without rally. Breaking ball is ball one. Now it's Dermis Garcia, pinch hitting for Dalton Kelly. Just because a guy is not announced doesn't mean he's not pinch hitting. Here's the pitch, and it's a strike. 1-1. So Dermis Garcia hitting for Dalton Kelly as they go with the percentages here. Dermis hitting 280, four homers and 11 runs batted in. He swings and misses at a good breaking ball. One ball and two strikes the count. If Garcia reaches, leadoff man Drew Jackson will be next. Dermis had four hits in the Reno series. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Ramirez. Down and in with a changeup. Ball two. 2-2. He had one homer and three RBIs in that series. He was 4-for-24. Two doubles and a home run. And the 2-2 on the way. Swing and a miss. Strike three. A breaking ball got him. The first game of the six-game series is over. The results in the Aviators' third straight loss on the road trip. As they drop the opener here by a score of 7-2, I'll be back with the totals after this.
Strike three, you're out.
Are you tired of striking out with copier sales companies? Hit a home run with AIS, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. We do more than just sell printers and copiers. We also provide phone systems, IT services, and recently, automated temperature scanners. Everything your business needs to grow while keeping your employees and visitors safe. Let's have a conversation about how technology can automate your business. Call us today at 702-951-4AIS or visit us online at AIS-now.com. Worry less with AIS.
America First Credit Union was founded with the dream of helping our... So no matter what your goals are, how impossible your hopes seem, how out of reach your wishes feel, together we'll craft a plan to help you realize them. That's what being a member is all about. Because the most important dreams are yours, truly. Federally insured by NCUA.
Philly Chevrolet has new extended weekday service, parts, and sales hours from 7 a.m. until 9 p.m.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Finley Chevy is a place to buy.
Home of the...
Snacks? Fuel? Ice-cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Welcome back. Well, the Aviators, after a travel day yesterday and no ball game, are hoping that the first part of the second, the first game of the second part, I should say, of the current road trip would start off better for them against a team that does have the worst record in the league. And the Aviators won 4 out of 6 against this team a few weeks ago at Las Vegas Ballpark. But the Rainiers, as I said, have been playing better baseball of late. Today, they get their fifth win in their last 7 games by beating the Aviators 7-2. The Aviators started off the road trip 2-2, but they lost the last 2 games in Reno, both close games. This game, not all that close. It was until the 8th inning when the Rainiers tacked on 3 runs to win it. For Tacoma to win to go to 16-27, they are now 3-4 against Las Vegas this year. 7 runs, 9 hits, no errors, leaving 6 on base. Las Vegas is now 22-21. They get 2 runs on 6 hits and no errors, leaving 7 men on base. The winning pitcher, starter Darren McCacken, another of the Aviators, he has been a major problem for them the last couple of years. McCacken, by the way, is 0-4 against the rest of the league this year, 2-0 against the Aviators. So there you go. The loss goes to Colin Wiles. The Las Vegas starter is 3-4 now And all the Rainier's scoring came on home runs. Three-run homer in the third by the designated hitter, Brian O'Keefe. Right after that, Mejia homered. And then a three-run homer again by Mejia in the eighth off Aaron Brow. The Aviators got a two-run home run by Billy McKinney in the fifth, his second of the year. A crowd of 4,589 paid to see the game at Cheney Stadium today. 2 hours, 23 minutes on the time. On the Hash House of Go-Go postgame show, we'll recap this one and take a gander at the schedule coming up right after this.
Win prizes with Club Ride when you ride the bus, bike, carpool, walk, or work from home. Club Ride can help you find a better way to work that will save you time and money. Plus, Club Ride gives away hundreds of prizes every month for reporting your work or school trips. Sign up at ClubRideLV.com or download the Club Ride Rewards app and start scoring prizes today. Club Ride is a free service brought to you by the Regional Transportation Commission of Southern Nevada.
In a world where dinosaurs roam freely, Carl's Jr. is introducing one of its meatiest menus yet. Now presenting your Jurassic-sized bite. Slow-cooked sliced prime rib and tangy amber barbecue sauce on a burrito or thick burger you can really sink your teeth into. If a raptor doesn't sink its teeth into it first, bite into the new Primal Angus thick burger and Primal Breakfast burrito now at Carl's Jr. Feed your happy. See Jurassic World Dominion in theaters June 10. Available for a limited time at participating Carl's Jr. restaurants. Primal burrito is available during regular breakfast hours. Price and participation may vary. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children.
Honey, Neighborhood Watch just called. They said they caught you hiding in the bushes again.
But I saw Joni and Steve leaving.
Not this again.
How do they afford that bougie golf club membership?
Listen, I talked to Steve, and he said they found a way to supplement their income.
I knew it. I must get back to my bush to find out.
No. Now just sit down. I found out that they invest at Ignite Funding.
That sounds too good to be true.
Yeah, I thought so too. We can get passive income in collateralized real estate investments.
Whoa. Hold on. Our investments are collateralized?
Yep, and I already invested. So, how do you feel about a trip to Bora Bora?
Ignite Funding. Short-term investments for long-time investors. To learn more, visit ignitefunding.com or call 702-761-0000. That's 702-761-0000.
Fastball. A drive hit high in the air to deep right, way back there. Mejia watches it fly, and it's gone. And the Aviators cut the Tacoma lead in half on a two-out, two-run home run to right by Billy McKinney. It was a no-doubt bomb by McKinney. That would be all the scoring for the Aviators as the Rainiers, with a four-run third, jumped out in front. That would be all the runs they would need against Colin Wiles with two outs. Jared Kelnick hit a hard one-hopper that went off the glove of Las Vegas second baseman Christian Lope, scored a hit. Then the back-to-back home runs by Brian McKeith and Eric Mejia quickly made it 4-0 Rainiers. The Aviators were quiet until the fifth when McKinney hit that home run that you heard coming out of that commercial break. Drew Jackson had singled with two outs off starter Darren McCacken to extend the inning, and McKinney hit it out. But the Aviators, after that, only had a few base runners, and they scored no more. They were down 4-2, and in the bottom of the eighth inning, Tacoma pulled away when Aaron Brown walked Kelnick and O'Keefe, and then Eric Mejia hit a three-run home run. If you're looking for positives, Austin Pruitt, two more good innings of relief, no hits. Brian Howard did a good job of working out of a tough spot when he came in to relieve Brown in the eighth inning. And Las Vegas had a good game at the plate by McKinney with the two walks and a two-run home run and a pair of hits from Vimal Machin, but not much else to cheer about for this one for the Aviators as they drop one decisively to the Rainiers in game one. I'll be back with more as the post-game show continues right after this.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
With more total IIHS Top Safety Awards than any other brand to date over the past 5 years, and an impressive lineup of available premium features.
Going, gone. Home run.
Hyundai just keeps hitting it out of the park. The 2022 Hyundai Santa Fe comes standard with complimentary maintenance and America's best warranty. Only at your Las Vegas area Hyundai dealer. proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Keep your energy going strong with FlexPay from NV Energy. FlexPay helps you flex your budgeting muscles with more ways to pay. Pay in advance or as you go. Pay down past due balances and choose the amounts and dates that work best for you. All without any deposits, credit checks, or late fees. So whether you want more flexibility or are just trying to manage your budget, FlexPay can help keep it in good shape. Learn more and sign up at nvenergy.com/FlexPay.
Nitro Circus is back with an all-new tour coming to the Las Vegas ballpark on the 4th of July. Fueled by new athletes, new tricks, and the craziest contraptions, the Good, the Bad, and Rad Tour, presented by A-Shock, marries the sketchy, scary, and cringeworthy dangers of big air action sports. All to the hilarious comedy of Nitro's lunatic daredevils who risk their lives to send it.
Las Vegas.
It's going down at the Las Vegas ballpark on the 4th of July. Tickets as low as $29 are on sale now at NitroCircus.com.
All right. And welcome back as the Hat House of Go-Go postgame show continues here from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. We talked about the PCL schedule, everything else, all the other games under the lights tonight. As far as the major leagues are concerned, later, the Rockies are at Pittsburgh. The Marlins are in Tampa against the Rays. Los Angeles Dodgers are at Washington against the Nationals. Baltimore is active again in New York against the Yankees later on. Atlanta plays the Phillies. The Twins are at home against Detroit. Toronto is at St. Louis. And Houston is at home hosting Cleveland. Also, the Red Sox are on the south side of Chicago against the White Sox. The Angels play host to the Texas Rangers. Seattle's at home against Oakland. The Diamondbacks also at home against Kansas City. Milwaukee playing at San Diego. And the Giants playing a home game against the New York Mets. I'll be back with a final word from Cheney Stadium next, right after this.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Progressive presents Forest Metaphors, about bundling your home and auto.
In sports, 3 goals is a hat trick. And when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, you get a hat trick of great savings and round-the-clock protection. So you might be thinking, wait, that's 2 things. A hat trick is 3. But in this metaphor, great savings counts as 2 goals, and so does round-the-clock protection. So it's like 4 goals, and that's more than 3. It's basic math.
Forest Metaphors, presented by Progressive. Bundle and protect today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Nitro Circus is back with an all-new tour coming to the Las Vegas ballpark on the 4th of July. Fueled by new athletes, new tricks, and the craziest contraptions, the Good, the Bad, and Rad Tour, presented by A-Shock, marries the sketchy, scary, and cringeworthy dangers of big air action sports. All to the hilarious comedy of Nitro's lunatic daredevils who risk their lives to send it.
Las Vegas.
It's going down at the Las Vegas ballpark on the 4th of July. Tickets as low as $29 are on sale now at NitroCircus.com.
Okay, let's start unloading this.
Rucus Lawn Care does the mowing.
And then we want to get the flower bed started before lunch.
They need a new landscaping designer to keep their budding business growing.
Oh, can we double check the incline here? This one needs to drain this way.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back. The last of the folks filing out here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. Game 2 tomorrow. Las Vegas will be looking to do 2 things. A, get even in this series, and B, break the 3-game losing streak. And now they are now 2-5 on the current road trip as they try to get healthy tomorrow. A 6:05 first pitch behind their ace, Jared Koenig, who's 4-2 with the league's best ERA, 2.7. And left-hander Tommy Malone out of Saugus, California, 1-0 with a 0.90 ERA. Two southpaws tomorrow. Pre-game show on Raider Nation Radio right here at AM 920, promptly at 5:50. We hope you will join us for that one. My thanks to Bobby Machado, the studio producer, helping us out back in the Lotus headquarters, and thanks to all of you very sincerely for tuning in today. Until tomorrow evening, this is Russ Langer wishing all a very fine afternoon from Tacoma, Washington, where today the Tacoma Rainiers defeated the Aviators 7-2. So long.
You've been listening to Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio. Brought to you by VisitLaughlin.com, Laborers 872, Pulte Homes, America First Credit Union, Valley Health System, STN Sports, and Credit One Bank, the official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Thanks for listening to Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio.
The Las Vegas Aviators are landing in your ears on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLB Las Vegas.
You're listening to Upon Further Review, presented by Coors Light on the official Raiders podcast network.
Raider Nation, what is going on? Eddie Pascal back at the Intermountain Healthcare Performance Center, and thank you for joining us for another episode of Upon Further Review, brought to you by our pals at Coors Light. And things are heating up here in Las Vegas. We're kissing 100 degrees for the first time in a while. The Silver and Black are continuing the off-season workout program, and we are feeling good. It's that unique time of year where you can feel football kind of almost, maybe sort of being there. We're still about, gosh, I would say a little over two months out from the start of training camp, but you get that sense, you get that feeling that things are happening. We are progressing through the off-season workout program. As I said, we are getting closer and closer and closer to summer break, which means we're getting closer and closer and closer to meaningful football yet again. We got a great show today. We are excited. Energy is high here in this building. It's that time of the year. I feel like I've missed saying this so much. We begin the show with our transactions brought to you by Shift for Payments. So, since the last time that we spoke to you guys, which was last week for schedule release, also, big shout out to friend of the program, Q Myers, for helping us out with the special schedule release Upon Further Review / YouTube Extreme Spectacular. But since the last time we talked to you guys, the Silver and Black have made the following moves, and they have been busy. Dave Ziegler, Josh McDaniels, and friends, very, very busy on that side of the building, because on May 13th, the Raiders acquired quarterback Jared Stidham and a 2023 seventh-round draft pick via a trade with the New England Patriots for a 2023 sixth-round draft pick. More on that in a second. Also, they were not done, because later that day, they traded wide receiver Bryan Edwards and a conditional 2023 seventh-round pick, keyword there, conditional 2023 seventh-round pick, to the Atlanta Falcons in exchange for a 2023 fifth-round draft pick. Then, a few days later, on May 16th, the Silver and Black signed tight end Travis Kuntz, corner and tackle Tyrone Wheatley. Yes, his dad is that original Tyrone Wheatley. And in a corresponding move, the Raiders waived center Brett Heggie and wide receiver Trey Turner. So let's just go back. Let us start kind of at the beginning of that litany of transactions. Jared Stidham now, one of the newest members of your Las Vegas Raiders. And this is a move that intrigues me for a variety of reasons. Most notably, the fact that now we do have more competition in that quarterback room. And as we sit here and record in middle to late May, competition across the board, regardless of the position, maybe even particularly at the quarterback position, and we're talking about the backup quarterback position here, is never a bad thing. Look, we know we're going to get a Derek Carr coming off of a career year in many ways, giving him a lot more weapons. Devontae Adams here in Las Vegas. Derek's going to be good. He's going to be fine. Zero concerns about number four under center. He got that fancy new contract for a reason. He is the guy. But you look at the people now behind him competing for that backup job, and we've been so spoiled the past couple seasons having Marcus Mariota in that position. But now we go into training camp 2022, which I said I think is about just over 2 months away, and you are going to have legitimate competition to be Derek Carr's backup. I pulled up Raiders.com. I'm looking at the roster right now, and you have three quarterbacks now in that room, bringing your room to a total of four. You got Chase Garbers, Nick Mullins, and now you have Jared Stidham. So what's the rationale behind bringing Jared Stidham into the mix here? Well, let's not forget that he has familiarity with Josh McDaniels and his system. Dave Ziegler knows him. They know what he brings to the table. But this is a dude that not